This is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Audio test for microphone number two. We welcome you to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the 29-29 Salem Red Sox look to get back above 500 as they take on the 19-38 Delmarva Shorebirds today. An opportunity for the Red Sox to be tied for the lead in the Carolina League North Division is on the line this evening. Let's get you the Shorebirds starting lineup as they look to bounce back after their 12-3 loss yesterday against the Salem Red Sox side. The second baseman, number four, Luis Valdez, lead things off, followed by the Delmarva designated hitter in number nine, Heston Kerstad. Hitting third in the lineup is the third baseman, number 27, Noel Bert Romero. Hitting cleanup is the left fielder, number 19, Trenton Craig. The shortstop, number 15, Frederick Benkosme, bats fifth, followed by the center fielder, number 26, Michael Dayson. The catcher, Creed Williams, bats seventh, while the right fielder, number 38, Steven Acevedo, bats eighth. Then finishing up the order, it's the first baseman and number four. Today on the mound for the Salem Red Sox game to start, it is number 41, Angel Bastaro, the right-handed pitcher for the Salem Red Sox, who is coming off not the greatest performance of the season against the Charleston River Dogs. On the year, he has a 1-1 record with a 3.78 ERA, and he's in the double figures now, his 10th start on 2022. 33 1/3 innings pitched on the year for Bastaro, 31 hits allowed, 14 earned runs around, walking 18 batters, and striking out 37. His only win of the year, though, came against his Delmarva Shorebirds side back in mid-May when the Salem Red Sox had that first series of the year against the Shorebirds up in Salisbury, where they took 5 out of the 6 games in that series. Well, yesterday, the Salem Red Sox got a great start to the 6-game set in the 12-game homestead with a 12-3 win over Delmarva. Great offense in the beginning, and the bullpen got the job done. It wasn't really close towards the end, though. A 9-run win margin, one of the biggest we've seen the Red Sox do this year. But the times to get the 30 wins starts right now as Bastaro fires the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. Game number 59 is underway today. Here's the 1-0 pitch run by Stardo. It's Chopper on the right side of the infield. It is backhanded by Gavadas, and he gets a tag at first to get the first out of the inning. So the second baseman for Delmarva, and Valdez was the best hitter yesterday for this Delmarva side. Four hits by the team in total. Luis Valdez had two of them, and he had the only extra base hit, which was a triple. So the designated hitter for the Shorebirds and Heston Kerstad will come to the plate. Into the left-hander's batter box he goes. First pitch he sees, he rips his out towards center field. It drops in front of Phillip Sykes. It's the first base hit of the game. It's a one-out single for Kerstad here at the top of the first. For those that are just tuning in, we are just underway here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is Red Sox 0, Shorebirds 0. Today the Red Sox are wearing their red uniforms with the blue sleeves and the white baseball pants. Sticking with the old-fashioned Salem Red Sox cap, though, as Romero steps to the plate and watches the first pitch come down the middle for the strike one call. Meanwhile, for the Shorebirds, they are switching up their uniforms as well, going with the gray uniforms with the black lettering in the front and the back of the jersey, as well as the numbers as well. Gray baseball pants as well. 0-1 pitch. This is a grounder over the left side. Slow hopping to Meyer. Scoops it over to Bonazzi. Fires it to first, and they get him in time. It's a 6-4-3 double play, and the Salem Red Sox get through the first inning of play. Three up, not three down, but pretty good performance from Angel Bastaro, and the Salem Red Sox defense gets the job done. We'll come back for the bottom of the first inning and have our first look at Carter Baumler and the Salem Red Sox offense. That's next on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the first inning, Shorebird 0, Red Sox 0. Get our first look at the Salem offense today. We'll get you that starting lineup as we speak. The designated hitter, number 9, Edison Paulino, leads things off, followed by the second baseman, number 19, Brainerd Bonazzi. Shortstop, number 10, Marcelo Meyer, bats third. While the cleanup hitter today, I should say, is the first baseman in number 12, Nico Cavadas. The third baseman, number 24, Blaze Jordan, bats fifth. While the left fielder, number 14, Tyler Miller, bats 6. Bottom three of the order starts off with the catcher, number 13, Gilberto Mexicano, at 7. Center fielder, number 27, Phillip Sykes, at 8th. And the right fielder of number 16, Carson Simas, makes his debut in the series today, number 9 spot of the order. And we are going to get our first look at the Delmarva starter of Carter Baumler. First pitch on the way. Paulino showing bunt. Puts it down the first base side. Coming off the bag is Martinez. And he cannot cover it fast enough with a toss over to Baumler at the bag. Paulino is in safe. And just like that, an infield single gets a Salem Red Sox offense started up. Well, Paulino has that flashy speed. And first pitch of the game, he didn't think much about it. Laid the bunt down and got aboard. Baumler, this pitcher for the Shorebirds, has a marvelous arm for Delmarva coming off of Tommy John surgery. This is his fourth appearance of the year. In his recent performances, we've only seen him go three innings at the most. But you put the numbers together, nine innings pitch, allowing four hits, only walking four batters, and striking out 15. Not too bad off a pretty serious surgery. So Bonassi's now at the plate, and he'll watch the first pitch go low and outside for ball number one. Forgot to give you guys the first pitch time 4 minutes after the regularly scheduled 7:05 start. 7:09 p.m. was when first pitch went underway. Temperature at the ballpark right now, 92 degrees Fahrenheit. A little bit on the hot side. Paulino takes off, pitch up and away, not in time, according to Ellie Melton, as Paulino slides in safe for his 11th steal of the season. Willems is behind the plate tonight for the Shorebirds after he was at third base yesterday. Trying to pick off Paulino for the first out defensively, but does not come there, and Paulino moves into scoring position. The count goes 2-0 to Bonassi, and here's the pitch. It goes up and outside again, this one for ball number three, and Bonassi, a switch hitter, starts in the left-hander's batter's box and has a nice 3-0 count. So not only that it's 92 degrees Fahrenheit here, mostly sunny skies, but they say the real feel is like 106 degrees right now. That's because the humidity is bringing it up a bit, around 60 degrees on the humidity. 3-0 pitch, Bonassi gets the green line and puts a double bouncer on the right side of the infield, and unable to get it is Valdez. He charged in hot, wasn't probably expecting Bonassi to go on the 3-0 pitch, and as he attacked in, he had a little bit of a trouble to try to get the ball into the glove. He messed around with it a little bit and never got a solid hold of it, so no throw at first base, and Bonassi is safe off the E4, and Paulino goes to third as he advances on the grounder for Bonassi. Two up and two on now for the Salem Red Sox, and Marcelo Meyer comes to the plate. Early going here in the bottom of the first inning. 0-0 is our score. Salem between Delmarva. First pitch to Meyer. Big swing on a pitch upstairs, and he missed it for strike number one. We look at what Bumler can bring today. Fastball, curveball, changeup, and slider. This is his first appearance against the Salem Red Sox here in 2022. 0-1 pitch to Meyer. He'll watch it go the whole way down the middle for strike number two, and Meyer goes into an 0-2 hole. Bumler was selected in the fifth round of the 2020 MLB draft. 20 years old out of Grimes, Iowa. 6'2" pitcher with a 195 frame. Here comes the pitch. Bonassi's a go, and Meyer foul tips it into the glove with a strikeout. Bonassi's tag is in time, but on a double steal, Paulino comes home from third, and he scores to give the Salem Red Sox the one. Got the strike them out, throw them out, double play. But Paulino does make this a 1-0 ball game with two outs, base paths are clear, and Nico Cavadas to the plate. So Paulino gets stolen base number 12 of the season, and is now a team best as he jumps over Phillip Sykes, who has 11. And it's another run to his name. First pitch to Nico Cavadas is up in the zone for the strike one call. Paulino had three of the 12 Salem Red Sox runs in yesterday's game. Got on base on all first four of his first plate appearances. And now here's the 0-1 pitch to Cavadas, and it's into the zone again, catching that outside edge for strike number two. Jazz Patterson behind the plate tonight, calling the balls and the strikes. Ellie Melton out on the base paths today. So Cavadas in an 0-2 hole. Bumler steps in. Cavadas swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Carter Bumler. But the Salem Red Sox are on the board first after the speed of Edison Paulino. He gets the walk. He gets a single down to first on the bunt, steals two bases in the process, and the Red Sox strike first again against the Delmarva Shorebirds in the bottom of the first. We're through one inning of play. It's Salem 1, Delmarva 0. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. It's the top of the second inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 1-0. It will be Craig, Bencosme, and Dayson all to bat for the Shorebirds here in the top of the second inning. Five pitches, four strikes for Bastardo in that first inning. Can't get more efficient than that. At the first pitch that is on the way to Craig, he sends it opposite field for a base hit single. And just like that, the Shorebirds get an early runner aboard in the at-bat. It's Craig with his single. So Trenton Craig came into this six-game series with a nine-game hit streak, but yesterday was held hitless against the Red Sox, had the hit streak snapped, but maybe the start of another streak here for Craig in his first at-bat of the game. So now Bencosme comes to the plate, showing the bunt sign as he pulls away on a pitch low and away for ball number two. Salem leads 1-0 over Delmarva. The second base hit of the game belongs to Trenton Craig, the cleanup hitter on the Shorebirds lineup. Bencosme watches the 1-0 pitch miss low, and the count goes to 2-0. Bencosme back into the lineup today for Delmarva at the shortstop position. Cavada is hovering at first base. Jordan squeezing a bit on the infield grass, and the 2-0 is low and inside for ball three. So the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds are actually only separated by two spots in the Carolina League North Division. The Red Sox at fourth, Shorebirds at six, as the 3-0 pitch is right down the middle with a strike one call. Then Cosme was starting to take off his shin guard on his right foot. But Chaz Patterson said, not so fast. The count goes to 3-1. So hitter's pitch here to the Delmarva shortstop. Fires away, and he watches it go low for the walk. So ball number four, five pitches, and Bastardo in a little bit of a trouble here in the top of the second inning. The first two batters gained aboard with a Craig single and now a Bencosme walk. This will bring Michel L. Dayson up to the plate. The right-handed batter who is in center field tonight for Delmarva came in as a pinch hitter yesterday for Heston Kerstad in the number two spot of the order. So we got to see an at-bat from Dayson. He did not reach safely as he swings on the first pitch, a breaker from Bastardo, and the count drops to 0-1. So Dayson is a 2-2-2 hitter, a 571 OPS on the season with 11 RBIs, and Delmarva has their first runner in scoring position tonight. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Dayson watches it again, but this misses low and away for ball number one. So even count of one ball and one strike, nobody retired just yet in the top of the second. Red Sox lead the Shorebirds 1-0. So here's the 1-1 pitch. Dayson watches it go upstairs, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. The Red Sox have a defensive lineman today of a little bit more familiarity. Tyler Miller out in left field, Phillip Sykes in center field, and Carson Simas out in right. We'll get to the infield after this 2-1 pitch as Pistaro fires away, and Dayson watches it again. This one into the zone at 94. Nice fastball speed to make the count two balls and two strikes. Blaze Jordan at third base, Marcelo Meyer at shortstop, Brainer Bonazzi at second, Nico Cavadas at first, and behind the plate, Gilberto Mexicano, the other half of this battery. 2-2 pitch, Bastardo steps in, and I believe it was a foul tip, and now Chaz Patterson's going to say that it hit the hand of Dayson. The trainer coming out for the short, he went on a check swing, but Patterson said he did not fully go through the swing, and it did not hit the barrel either. So Dayson will get a free pass to first, and will load up the bases, and Nick Green will come out to talk with Bastardo and Mexicano. So Dayson has yet to go down to first base. He is still standing at relative to 8 o'clock if you look at the batter's box circle area of the diamond, as he's trying to shake off what was a fastball high and inside, and painful play there for Michel L. Dayson. But with that hit by pitch, it does load the bases, and it appears that Dayson is going to be good enough, and the fans showing their sportsmanship as they gave him a round of applause as he jogs lightly down the first baseline to the bag. So a good start for Delmarva here in the top of the second. Craig gets a single. Ben Cosme gets a walk. And then Deson gets that hit by pitch, what brings up Creed Williams. And he will foul off the first pitch on the end of the barrel and make the count 0-1. So Creed Williams is a 165 hitter on the season this year with two home runs, has nine RBIs. What a golden position for him as he reaches out, base hits, and Nico Cavadas backhand side. Throw to Meyer at first, back over to Bastaro at first. They get the double play. It's a 3-6-1 for those wondering. The runner who is going to second base and Deson is tagged out, and then Williams is tagged out at first. The other two base runners, though, Craig scores to make it a 1-1 ball game as Ben Cosme moves in the third. So Cavada is not trying to force a throw to home, especially with it on the opposite side of his body. Makes a smart throw to Meyer at second, and Meyer delivers a nice throw right back into first in time to get the double play. It's now to the plate. The right fielder for Delmarva was the DH last night and still seeking his first hit of the year. Swung through on the first pitch and missed for strike one, and he watches the 0-1 breaker catch the bottom outside corner for the strike two call. So runner on third for Delmarva. The count is 0-2 to Acevedo with two away here in the top of the second. Bastardo with a deep breath now fires away, and the fastball misses just low for ball number one. So the Shorebirds respond well here in the top of the second after Salem grabbed the game's first run, the bottom half of the first inning. 1-2 pitch from Bastardo reaching out to Acevedo. Did he go through on the check swing? And the appeal down to Melton said he did not. Ben Cosme is at third base for the Shorebirds. He's the only runner on the base path to right now, but a hit here for Acevedo would give the Shorebirds their first lead of the series. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Acevedo reaches out down the right field line. Seamus tracking towards it, but he cannot get there. It rolls to the wall. Ben Cosme scores. Acevedo has his first hit as a Delmarva Shorebird. It's an RBI double to give Delmarva the 2-1 lead in the top of the second. Opposite field rip from Acevedo. And the Shorebirds got runners aboard in the early going of this inning, and they're able to pay it off with some big-time base hits. They are already at three hits of this game. They only had four yesterday, so a much better start here on this Wednesday evening than it was in the Tuesday morning. So we'll come to our last Shorebird batter who has yet to come to the plate today, Roberto Martinez, a left-handed batter who is making his first appearance for the Shorebirds in this series. Watches the first pitch go all the way, but it misses low and inside for ball number one. 95-mile-per-hour fastball could not hit for Bastardo. So a 1-0 count as Bastardo steps in and fires away. This is lifted out towards the right center field. Seema's working over, but Sykes calls him off, and he makes the grab for the third out of the inning, but not before Delmarva picks up a pair of runs to give them their first lead of the series. It's the Shorebirds 2. It's the Red Sox 1. When we come back, we'll see 5-6-7. That's Jordan Miller and Manny Cano up next on MILB.TV.
Thank you.
We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the second inning, and the Salem Red Sox trail the Delmarva Shorebirds for the first time this week by the score of 2-1. Blaze Jordan to lead things off in the frame. It was a good start from the Red Sox in the bottom of the first, but it did not come to a great end as Jordan lifts the first ball he sees down the right field line, and it will trail foul of that Chick-fil-A foul line in the right field corner. 325 the distance out to the right field corner, 325 as well to left field, 401 to straightaway center, and a loud strike puts Blaze Jordan down the count, 0-1. So I was talking a little about the standings and how that was looking. The Salem Red Sox are a half game back of that big mix of all these teams in this Carolina League North Division. Right now it's the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Fredericksburg Nationals, who are at a 30-28 record as Jordan dodges the pitch that goes up and inside for ball number one. They even counted 1-1 with nobody away. But in today's early action, the Columbia Fireflies took down the Carolina Mudcats as Jordan rips a base hit out towards left field. It falls in front of Craig, and the leadoff batter is on again for the Salem Red Sox with a single. This is the second base hit of the game for the Red Sox, and it belongs to Blaze Jordan with nobody out in the bottom of the second. So the Red Sox had their first runner aboard in the second inning. It is a 2-1 Delmarva lead with nobody out, and Tyler Miller will step up to the plate. Left-handed batter going against the right-hander and Carter Bumler. First pitch on the way. It will go outside for ball number one. But yes, the Columbia Fireflies took down the Carolina Mudcats today, and the Mudcats dropped to a 30-29 record, which puts them a half game back of those teams as well, as the 1-0 pitch will go just outside for ball number two. So Lynchburg and Fredericksburg are currently playing that tie for first place in the Carolina League North Division. But to make this really short and sweet, those two teams lose, Salem wins tonight, it will be a four-way tie for first place in the Carolina League North. Pretty incredible in that regard, as the 2-0 pitch will be foul tipped by Tyler Miller. It will go straight down in front of the catcher of Williams. But don't look too far away, though. The Down East Ducks are only a game and a half back of that North Division lead, and they sit fifth place. So right now, if you look at the Carolina League North Division, it's the Shorebirds that are the outlier. Everyone else fighting for a playoff spot. 2-1 pitch, Miller down the left field line. He will go out of play and into the Red Sox bullpen. That evens the count at 2-2. So a 2-2 count with Blaze Jordan on at first base. The shade is probably greatly appreciated right now by the fans, as a big cloud is blocking out that sunlight. The 2-2 pitch to Miller. This is popped up just to our left of the press box as it goes out of play, and the count will stay even at 2-2. Meanwhile, the South Division right now, you look at the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Charleston River Dogs. They were tied in the first place standings at the beginning of the week, but right now Charleston, having lost back-to-back games, have Myrtle Beach in the driver's seat. 2-2 pitch, Miller, a swing and a miss for the strike three. And that is the third punch out of the game for Carter Bumler. And that will bring the first out of the inning, and Mayakano will step to the plate. Delmarva leads Salem. Jordan with the leadoff single is still on at first base for the Red Sox. And Mayakano will come to the plate for the first time this series, and we'll watch the first pitch catch the zone for the strike one call. 93 miles per hour. Mayakano was frozen in his tracks. Just watched it come right down the middle. Seventh hitter in the order for the Red Sox. Already having two base hits on the day for Salem with Paulino and Jordan. 0-1 pitch is a dribble to the left side. Throw back to second is in time. And Valdez is able to get the force out at second. No throw to first, so Mayakano reaches safely on the fielder's choice. And that will bring up two outs in the inning. We do have to let you know about a change out on the field. Moises Ramirez is now at first base in replacement of Roberto Martinez. We did not even see Martinez come up to the at-bat in this game as he bats ninth in the order. And Sykes watched the first pitch go down the middle at 91 for the strike one call. So Ramirez is in. Martinez is out. So he will now bat ninth in the order. And now the 0-1 pitch coming up to Sykes. Baumler steps in. Sykes takes a rip at it, but he pops it foul down the first baseline and out of play. So the count goes to 0-2 with Mexicano on at first base after reaching safely on the fielder's choice. Two away in the inning as Delmarva leads 2-1 over Salem. Sykes in a hole as well, down 0-2 in the count. Baumler steps in and fires, and Sykes watch it go eye level above the zone with ball number one. Try to go with a little off-speed there with Baumler, who has pitched great so far. He has allowed two base hits, one earned run, but three punch-outs to his name. Not too bad right now for the Delmarva righty. 1-2 pitch, Baumler in. Sykes will take a foul ball chopper that will go by the Red Sox dugout as it hops in, and Sykes stays alive for another pitch. Red Sox trying to move their first runner into scoring position of the inning. Sykes trying to get aboard on safely, in which we would see Carson Simas after that. Sykes takes a swing on the 1-2 pitch as it's driven out towards right center field, back to the warning track. It falls for a base hit. Mexicano gets the green light towards home. Sykes turns at second, slides head first, and he's got a two-out RBI triple. And the Salem Red Sox have knotted up two apiece in the bottom of the second. Well, when in doubt, Sykes comes through again with another big-time extra base hit. Had somewhat of a quiet performance on Tuesday, but here on this Wednesday night in his first plate appearance, he comes away with a big-time hit. Gotta love the call from Luke Mons. He didn't even give them the full windmill effect when Mexicano was rounding third. He simply just pointed towards home because the amount of time that Mexicano had to score. Two outs running on that contact, but not also that, but a deep drive out towards right center field. So this brings up Carson Simas, and the Red Sox are seeking to grab control of the lead once again. It's a 2-2 ball game. Both teams have three hits each to their own side. And with Phillip Sykes at third base, an opportunity to give the Red Sox a one-run lead. 1-0 pitch to Simas. He pops it up. This will go foul right behind the batter's box. Or should I say, right behind home plate and out of play. Make the count 1-1. So Salem 2, Delmarva 2 in the second. Two outs on the board and a 1-1 count coming up for Carson Simas. We did not see the Salem right fielder in yesterday's action, but does get the start today. 1-1 pitch to Simas. Check swing foul chopper. Jumps right over by the Shorebirds dugout. The count's now 1-2, and Sykes has really mastered the extra base hits this season for Salem. For triples, that's now number 4 on the season. He can add that with his 12 doubles and his 3 home runs. Quick math, that's 19 extra base hits. 1-2 pitch, Simas going for the high cheese, and he misses it all. A 93-mile-per-hour fastball by Baumler gets the strikeout to end the second, but the Red Sox erased that one-run deficit thanks to a Phillip Sykes RBI triple. And that makes it 2-2 as we head to the third here at Salem Memorial Ball. It's the top of the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, as well as the top of the order coming to the plate for the Shorebirds as Valdez steps in and watches the first pitch go down the middle for the strike one call. 2-2 ball game. Salem and Delmarva exchanging some back and forth action through the first two innings of play. Valdez watched the first pitch come down the middle for the strike one call. He does so again for the strike two call. And here's the 0-2 pitch from Bastardo. It goes low and outside for ball number one. Makes the count 1-2. A wonderful evening here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The heat has been a factor all day here in Southwest Virginia, and the humidity is not helping either. Valdez rips it back, but it will roll down the third base side into Jordan's glove, and now Bastardo will fall to the ground just to the right of the mound. That was a rip from Valdez right back to Bastardo, and now the starting pitcher for the Salem Red Sox is down the ground just to the right side. The trainer has come out to look at Bastardo as well as Nick Green. Luke Mons as well walking down a bit to the bullpen, but Bastardo gets right back up. The bullpen was very active in the left field corner right after seeing Bastardo take the fall. And we'll see now if Anhill is able to continue pitching for the Red Sox. I mean, that was a loud crack right off the back of Bastardo. At first, he turned around in pain, and he just dropped to his knees and laid on the ground for about a minute or two. It has to be quite painful there from Luis Valdez's swing. It counts as a base hit for those wondering, and Bastardo is going to get back on the rubber and try to continue pitching. So the fans giving him some applaud here. That's crazy sometimes how's it happen. And after the first pitch, his body language looks a little comfortable. And Chaz Patterson obviously being very respectful right now, giving Bastardo some warm-up pitches to see if he is good to go. Haven't gotten the green light just yet, though, from the trainer and the pitching coach of Nick Green, but appears that he has. As Bastardo's two pitches, he said he looks good, and he's going to continue pitching for the Salem Red Sox here in the top of the third. Well, scary incident there. Whenever you see a player who gets hit in the back and then falls down, you don't know what the initial factor is, and especially for Bastardo, who has been hurt already one time this season, went to the injured list for a few weeks. He's now back in the rotation, the last he knew to go down with another big injury. Heston Kerstad to the plate, and the first pitch will go low and inside, and it's unable to be gloved by Mayakano. It bounces around behind the plates, and the runner of Valdez advances to second off the wild pitch. So a 1-0 count to the number two hitter in the Delmarva order. Kerstad, the designated hitter, had a base hit back in the first, and if he gets another one here in the third, you can think that the Shorebirds can jump back up on front. So 1-0 count with nobody away. Bastardo fires into Kerstad. Perfect delivery down the middle for the strike one call. So an even count of 1-1. Shade starting to come into the ballpark a bit as well. Covering almost the entire infield. Kerstad, a chopper down the first baseline, just dances foul of that first base side. And that brings the count to 1-2. Would have been a good play from Kerstad. He would have been able to move the runner, Valdez, from second to third. But alas, he will stay alive for another maybe 1-2 pitch and might be better for Kerstad this time around. Already a 1-1 night. Bastardo fires the 1-2. It goes high and outside for ball two. Mayakano quick to get up, though, and take a look down at second at Valdez, but no throw back to the bag. And Mayakano just eats it up and puts his focus towards the 2-2 pitch that's coming up between Bastardo and Kerstad. Bastardo takes a look at the runner at second, fires away, and Kerstad will swing and, I believe, maybe foul tip it, and unable to be caught by Mayakano. I thought from the angle that the Salem catcher was able to glove it, but I think it went right off the right foot of Kerstad. That's why he was dancing in a little bit of pain in front of home plate. Just not been a great top of the third inning Players getting hurt left and right. 2-2 pitch, Bastardo fires away, and Kerstad lifts this up towards left field. Tyler Miller's got to battle the sunlight a bit, but he does make the catch for the off by Marcelo Meyer, and the runner Valdez holds at second, one out here in the top of the third. So Noelbert Romero will now come to the plate with an opportunity of trying to drive in the third run of the day for Delmarva. 2-2 game. Shorebirds and Red Sox tied up apiece. Last three half innings, we've seen runs come across the board. It was the Red Sox that got the first run in the bottom of the first. Delmarva with two in the top of the second, and then the Red Sox responding with one in the bottom half. Mastaro's first pitch of the at-bat to Romero goes low and outside for ball one. An 0-1 night for Romero. Grounded into a double play to end the first inning. It was a Meyer, Bonazzi, and Cavadas connection, and now the 1-0 pitch spikes in front of home plate. Manicano gets his body in front of it to hold Valdez at second, but the count goes 2-0 to the Delmarva third baseman. Take a look at some scores around the Carolina League, some ones to keep our eyes out for. Do a little refresh here on the MILB.com with the latest updates. Lynchburg and Down East had an early start today, 6:30 p.m., as the 2-0 pitch is fouled down the third baseline, a chopper that goes foul. So bottom of the fifth out in Lynchburg. Down East got a one run the top of the first inning and held on to a 1-0 lead for a little bit of time, but the Hillcats responded with one run of their own in the bottom of the fourth, and it sits 1-1 in the bottom half of the fifth. 2-1 pitch, and that fastball misses low for ball three. Hitter's pitch coming up for Romero. Meanwhile, Kannapolis is in great position over Fayetteville. Not only have they scored four runs in the top half of the second inning, they have the bases loaded in the same frame. So a big second inning has the Cannonballers up 4-0 on the Woodpeckers. 3-1 pitch from Bastardo and misses just low. Tried to go with the changeup, but just missed the zone. And that gives a walk to Romero and brings up Trenton Craig to the plate. So second walk of the game that Bastardo has allowed. And with one out here in the top of the third inning, runners on first, who got a single to start off the inning, is at second. And now Romero, who just walked for Delmarva, is at first. Craig has a 1-1 night, and the first pitch from Bastardo goes low and away. Tried to flash the slider. Craig did not bite, and the count goes to 1-0. Meal right now, top of the fourth inning between Fredericksburg and Myrtle Beach. 0-0 is the score between the Nationals and the Pelicans. 1-0 pitch, and that one misses on the inside, and the count goes to 2-0. So Bastardo once again tried to go with a little bit of off-speed after going low and away. He tried to go inside with the pitch. He couldn't get the call there either. So another at-bat where Shortbird has a nice start against Bastardo. 2-0 pitch. Craig will hold, and the pitch misses low and away for ball number three. So Bastardo struggling to find the zone here on what's the fourth plate appearance of the inning for the Shorebird side. Bastardo with a long look at second. 3-0 pitch. He goes with a fastball, and it misses low and away for ball four. A four-pitch walk to Trenton Craig will load the bases for the Shorebirds. And now Luke Mons will come out to the mound. Back-to-back walks by Bastardo. We mentioned his efficiency in the first inning. Five pitches, four strikes. But if you take a look at this, his last nine pitches, eight of them have been balls. And that will do for Hill Bastardo. Well, 2 1/3 innings of work for the Salem Red Sox starter. He gave up two earned runs, four base hits, and here in the top of the third, the Red Sox make their first call to the bullpen today. We'll get you the name and the information of the relief pitcher when we come back, but it will not be an easy situation as it is Miguel Suero who will come out to pitch for the Red Sox with the bases loaded and one out in the top of the third. It's Salem 2, Delmarva 2 on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. What an opportunity the Shorebirds have here in the top of the third. It's a 2-2 ball game between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. With the bases loaded, Suero into the game. First pitch on the way to Ben Cosme right down the middle for the strike one call. Okay, so Valdez is at third base. Romero is at second. And Craig is at first. The last two batters have gone on from walks that were assessed from Angel Bastardo, but Luke Mons came and the 0-1 pitch misses low and inside for ball number one. So there's one out here in the top of the third inning. And the Shorebirds, who grabbed their first lead of the series back in the second with a two-run effort, are trying to get right back in front of this Salem Red Sox side. Suero with a long look, takes a look at Valdez. Now fires away on a 1-1. This is popped foul down the third base side and will get out of play. So we'll give you a little bit of information about Miguel Suero. He wears number 22 for the Salem Red Sox, and he has a 2-1 record on the season, a 7.57 ERA. It's now a 17th appearance of the season out of the bullpen for the Red Sox as time is called from behind the plate by Chaz Patterson. Suero has pitched 27 and one-thirds innings of work, allowing 36 hits, 23 earned runs, walking 14 batters, and striking out 25. 1-2 pitch on the way, and Ben Cosme will watch it go low for ball number two. A big area that Suero has to work on, though, it's that opponent's batting average, a 3-2-1 on the season. And, I mean, you don't get thrown into many difficult situations than the one that he is in right now. But he has an opportunity to grab the second out of the inning. A 2-2 pitch from number 22, and this is lifted out towards shallow left field. Tyler Miller will come in hot, make the catch, and nobody will tag. Smart play from the Shorebirds. Miller was already coming in to make the grab, and in stride, he would have had a clear route towards home, where Manicano was prepared to get out Valdez. But even though Luis Valdez is one of the fastest players in the Carolina League, he does not have the speed in that situation, which gives him the advantage. So you get that first out. Bases remain loaded. And we will now see here is the pitch hitter coming to the plate, actually. As it's not Deason, it appears that it actually is Ramirez. First pitch down the left field line. It goes foul, and it will get the count 0-1. So it's number 43 at the plate right now for the Shorebirds. He's Ramirez. So Ramirez does not bat ninth. It will instead him be batting sixth in the order. So Ramirez will try to come through here with the big-time base hit. 0-1 pitch, and he watches it go low and outside for ball number one. It is watched on by Ramirez. He does not take a swing at it, and the count will go to one ball and one strike. So even count with two outs in the top of the third, it's Delmarva 2, Salem 2. Bases loaded for the Shorebirds as the Red Sox are trying to get out of a big situation. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Ramirez will watch it go outside for ball two. It is Valdez at third base. It is Romero at second. And it is Craig at first for Delmarva. Infielders playing their regular positions. Force out anywhere with two outs. 2-1 pitch, and that misses low for ball number three. And a hitter's pitch coming up for Ramirez. And a big-time opportunity, a pitch to the outside. It misses the zone. It will be ball four, and that would walk in the Delmarva Shorebirds' third run of the game. So Suero with his back against the wall here on this 3-1 pitch. He fires away. Ramirez will watch it. It goes upstairs for ball number four, and everyone will walk 90 feet in Delmarva's favor as Valdez scores to give the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead. A third straight base runner to get on successively for Delmarva by a walk, and this one gives the Shorebirds their lead once again. They had it at the top of the second. The Red Sox erased in the bottom half of the inning, and they come away with a run here in the top of the third. They may not be done yet, though, as Creed Williams will step to the plate and will watch the first pitch catch the outside edge of the zone for strike number one. Williams grounded out to a double play in the second inning. It was right back to the pitcher of towards Nico Cavadez as Williams takes a big swing on the 0-1 pitch and he misses for the strike two call. It was Cavadez over to Meyer, and then Bastardo, who was pitching at the time, came over and covered the job up. You get the second double play of the game already in the Red Sox favor. Good stuff from Suero to start off the at-bat. 2-0-2 pitch, and Williams fouls it back to the screen, and the at-bat will stay alive for the Delmarva catcher. Seventh batter we've seen on the inning for the Shorebirds. You would think they would have a big inning, but no, they only have one run right now. But the bases are loaded with two away. Williams with an opportunity to cross into double figures with the RBI total. He has 9 on the season. The 0-2 pitch, Suero steps in. This misses low and outside for ball number one. Try to go with a little off-speed flashy stuff. You have a nice count lead. Don't need to put yourself in a position to fire a strike just yet. See if Williams will chase anything. Doesn't do so there, and the count goes to 1-2. Suero steps in and away. Williams, this will be a soft grounded on the first base side. Cavadez will get on two bounces and step on first base with the left foot for the third out of the inning. Well, Delmarva gets a run to make it a 3-2 ball game, but it could have been a lot worse for the Red Sox. And we're going to go to the bottom of the third. It is Delmarva 3. It is Salem 2. We'll have the top of the order when we come back here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the third inning, Delmarva leads Salem by the score of 3-2. Back and forth battle for so long. We've had three different lead chains, but our last four half innings of play, we have seen runs come across for the Red Sox. Top of the order, Paulino, Bonazzi, and Meyer to get things going here in the bottom of the third. Paulino's first pitch he sees, fouls it down the first base side, and rolls all the way over by the Shorebirds bullpen. It was an infield single for Edison Paulino to get his night going. He laid down the bunt and used his speed to get over to first in time. Eventually came around to score for the Red Sox, which gave them a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. The 0-1 pitch misses low and outside for ball one. It evens the count for Paulino at 1-1. So the Red Sox have been good tonight when it comes to consistency. One run in the first, one run in the second. Can it keep up, though, here in the third? The 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball number two, and Paulino gets ahead in the count, 2-1. Only a little bit of sunlight creeping into the ballpark now out towards deep center. And right field as Paulino will watch the 2-1 pitch come off the glove of Willem. Make the count 3-1. So we've only seen Baumler really go 3 innings max so far this season. We'll see if maybe his fourth start he can possibly go 4, the 3-1 pitch. And that's a breaking ball that will stay upstairs for ball number 4. And Edison Paulino has another on-base appearance. Second one of the day. This one comes with a walk in the leadoff role. So Brainer Bonazzi, who got to base on an error committed by Valdez at second. He'll come to the plate to try to get back aboard as well for the Red Sox. It was the only error that we've seen so far in today's game going against Delmarva. Have not been the best defensive team on the season. Bummer with a long look inside of Bonazzi, and he fires away with 2 seconds on the pitch clock, and it goes outside for ball number one. So talking about Delmarva, coming into today, they have made 96 errors as a team. That is the second most in the Carolina League. And it makes sense their fielding percentage is the second worst in the league with a 9.53. A check over back at Paulino at first, and he slides in safe to beat out the tag. And the count will hold at 1-0. The Shortbirds committed 4 errors and yesterday's 12-3 loss. 1-0 pitch misses outside for ball number two. A good take there from by Bonazzi. That looked like it could have almost come back into the outside edge of the zone. It did not. And number 19 for Salem has a nice lead in the at-bat. 2 balls, 0 strikes, nobody away. Delmarva 3, Salem 2. 2-0 pitch. And Bonazzi will watch it, but it will catch the zone for the strike one call. Just caught that outside bottom corner. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Bottom of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And Ramirez covering over at first base for Delmarva. 2-1 count, pitch away to Bonazzi, and he will take it as it goes upstairs for ball number three. A couple more scores to get you caught up around the Carolina lead. The Augusta Green Jackets by the final score of 4-0. Augusta using 4 runs in the second, third, and fourth to come away with that win. 3-1 pitch to Bonazzi, and that's right down Broadway, a hitter's pitch, and Bonazzi decided to watch on it. And that loads up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meanwhile, the one we had our eyes on today, Columbia takes down Carolina 2-1, the final score. Fireflies with some early offense. Is able to get their 3rd straight win. Full count, Bonazzi will watch it as it misses low for ball number 4. Patience is a virtue. Delmarva is not too happy about that call, but Bonazzi will get the free pass, and it's back-to-back walks from Bumler. And just like that, the Salem Red Sox. I've been saying just like that a lot today, but that is because it seems like every offense is coming out and making an early impact. First 2 batters get aboard, and Marcelo Meyer will come to the plate with a tying run in scoring position with Edison Paulino. But first, we're going to see the pitching coach of Joe Houchmonster come down to talk on the pitcher's mound with Carter Bumler. Look at the pitch count for Bumler today. And he's starting to get up there a little bit. 42 pitches on the day. The pitch count for Bumler has never gone past 50 ever since he has come back from Tommy John surgery. Actually, we can scratch that. It was actually 53 pitches his last time up against Fayetteville. He's gotten much better on the distance of his performance. He's went 43 pitches in his first appearance against Charleston, 47 in his second appearance against Myrtle Beach, and went 53 against Fayetteville. Sits at 42 pitches right now. He has thrown 25 strikes and is coming against one of the best batters in the Carolina League with Marcelo Meyer at the plate. First pitch to the lefty, and it misses low and outside for ball number one. And Ballmer just not having that strength right now, find the zone consistently. 5-pitch walk to Edison Paulino. Brenger Bonazzi. So this is 14th pitch and no out so far in the inning. And he misses outside for ball number two. A 3-16 header on the year for the Salem Red Sox. 4 home runs. Folks that may have not tuned in last week. A big week for Marcelo Meyer. 3 home runs against the Charleston River Dogs. 2-0 pitch to Meyer. And that misses low and outside for ball number three. And you can just see it on the facial recognition right now of Carter Bumler. He is just disappointed that he cannot find the location of where he wants to fire these pitches. It's a 3-0 count to Marcelo Meyer. Carter Bumler takes a look at Edison Paulino, and he fires away, and it catches the zone for strike number one. One with the fastball, hit 90 miles per hour, and it makes it a 3-1 count here for Meyer. An 0-1 start to the night for Marcelo Meyer. He struck out swinging back in the first inning for Salem, but he has an opportunity of tying up or even giving the Red Sox a lead here. 3-1 pitch, Meyer will watch it go eye level for ball number four, and it's a third straight walk by Carter Bumler. And that will load the bases with nobody out, and Nico Cavades will come to the plate. Man, I think this top half and bottom half inning are a little mirror to each other. The Shorebirds had the bases loaded with one out in the top of the third, but Salem does one better. They lobe the bases with nobody out. But the question is, can he bring across the runs? And Nico Cavades, with the team-best 34 RBIs, looks to do so. First pitch that Cavades sees, he will watch it go the whole way in for the strike one call. So a tough situation here for Delmarva, who just grabbed their lead back in the top of the third to make it 3-2. Have it in jeopardy as Cavades fouls the 0-1 pitch down the right field line, bringing the count to 0-2. It's Delmarva 3, it is Salem 2 here on MILB.TV. Red Sox looking at a home win, but it looks like it's going to be a battle tonight. 0-2 pitch to Cavades, it goes upstairs. Good job to hold back on the check swing there from the Salem first baseman, and the count goes to 1-2. So we already mentioned the team-high 34 RBIs, also a team-best 8 home runs, a .265 batting average as well. Back-to-back days in the cleanup role as well. 1-2 pitch to Cavades, a big swing, and he just missed it for strike number 3, and the Shorebirds have their first out of the inning. And for Carter Bummler, that is a sigh of relief as he's able to get his 5th punch out of the game, his first out of the third. But it doesn't get any easier with Blaze Jordan coming to the plate. .275 hitter with 31 RBIs on the year, 4 home runs. He had a 3-run shot yesterday for Salem. He has a chance here with one out in the bottom of the third. Bummler steps in, and Jordan watching it go above the chest for ball number one. So bases are loaded. Paulino's at third base. Bonassi's at second, and Meyer is at first for the Salem Red Sox. It's a 3-2 Delmarva lead, but that could change with one swing of the barrel. Bummler, the Jordan, and the breaking ball catches the zone. Excellent pitch there from Bummler. And Jordan just watched it fall right in on the inside half. A 1-1 count with one away. Salem has yet to find a hit in this inning. All three base runners have been walked aboard. 1-1 pitch, Bummler away, and this goes low, but a good stop there from Willems. Use that left knee to keep it in front of him, and the count goes to 2-1. Infield is almost playing for like a double play opportunity. You don't have those quarter infielders pressed in as well as the middle infielders. They know on a ground ball they have the opportunity of maybe escaping the inning. 2-1 pitch to Jordan, and that's high and inside, and Jordan having to dodge on the 93-mile-per-hour fastball that was running in. But for Jordan, that's a huge take because the count now goes to 3. Walks his 4th batter of the inning. They can make it a 3-3 ball game. Here's the hitter's pitch. 3-1. Bummler steps in and fires. Jordan takes a rip at it, and he fouls it back above the screen for strike number 2. You wonder if that pitch was maybe getting away a bit, but keep this in mind right now. Bummler has reached his new pitch high here in 2022. This is going to be his 56th pitch of the game. 3-2 pitch. Bummler steps in. Jordan chopper over to the shortstop. It's scooped up. Throw to second in time. Throw to first is not. Jordan gets in safe. Paulino scores. Meyer is out at second, but Bonazzi is at third. And it's now a 3-3 ball game. The Salem Red Sox once again another inning, another run, and they make it 3-3. Just mentioned how Carter Bummler had his highest pitch total of the season, and I think this might do it here as Felipe Rojas Jr. will come out to talk with the pitcher in Carter Bummler, and that will do it for the right-handed pitcher. So he doesn't get to go another 3 innings today, 2 2/3. He allows 3 hits, gives up 3 runs, And now with runners on the corners, Ryan Long will come out of the bullpen for the Shorebirds and try to get them into the fourth. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball here on MILB.TV. 3-3 is our score. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Apologies. We thought Ryan Long was going to come into the game and pitch for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Instead is Joel Gillis. And his first pitch will go inside for ball number one to the batter of Tyler Miller. So Gillis Benitez is now pitching for Delmarva. On the 1-0 pitch, Miller will pop this up. A can of corn not exiting the infield, as a third baseman will come underneath of it and make the catch. That is Romero to get the third out of the inning. So two pitches in, gets the job done. But the Salem Red Sox will tie it up at 3 apiece. We head to the fourth inning to play. Delmarva 3, Salem 3, here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning, the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox are tied up at three apiece here as Miguel Suero comes out for another inning of work. He got the start here in the top of the fourth, and his first batter will be Steven Acevedo. 8-9-1, due up for the Delmarva Shorebirds here as we start its transition into the middle innings. Acevedo will pop the 1-0 pitch down the first baseline, and it will head into the general admission seating here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A couple defensive changes to get you all caught up. Keir Meredith is now at right field for the Red Sox, and into center is Carson Simas. The 1-1 pitch misses low and inside, bringing the count to 2-1. So Steven Acevedo, who got his first hit of the season his last time up with the double, takes the 2-1 pitch on the lower outside corner, makes the count 3-1. Just to start at the top of the fourth, nobody retired, and Suero's pitch will miss low for ball number four. So Acevedo has back-to-back on-base appearances for the Delmarva Shorebirds. And so now coming to the plate, it is Roberto Martinez. So it must have been a little mistake. It was not Martinez that actually checked out the game. It probably was Deson. And that makes sense because he was hit by a pitch earlier in today's game. So Ramirez is now out in center field, and Martinez is still out at first base. So that answers all our questions. As Suero fires the first pitch outside for ball number one. So Martinez at the plate. He has got Acevedo at first, and he takes off, and Martinez will swing and foul tip this up to the left side, and it goes out of play to make the count go 1-1. So Martinez popped up to Phillip Sykes his last time up towards center. 1-1 pitch, and this will go above the zone for the ball number two. 2-1 count here in this top of the fourth. Looking at the forecast, we had a little bit of area, but it looks like we're going to stay dry tonight, which is great as Martinez drives the 2-1 pitch down the left field line, and it gets out of play. It makes the count 2-2. So just a lot of defensive changes, a lot of pitching changes to deal with, a lot of defensive changes. It's been a wild game so far, and not only because of the substitutions, but because of the game of it as well. Five straight half innings of offense, a 3-3 game, as Suero checks back in on Acevedo at first base. But the tag does go a little bit late. So a 2-2 count, and Acevedo takes off, and Martinez once again will foul it down the third baseline. Every time that Acevedo looks like he has a solid jump from first, Martinez takes the fun away. Always just fouling it down the third baseline and unable to move the base runner Acevedo over to second. Count does hold at 2-2. And Acevedo takes a step forward and comes back on a fastball that goes upstairs for ball number three. So the seventh pitch of the at-bat between Miguel Suero and Roberto Martinez. Here comes the full count. Martinez, hot shot left side. It goes through for a base hit. It will be a single as Acevedo holds at second. It is Martinez and the first. And the top of the order is coming up for the Shorebirds. No lead is safe tonight. That is what you guys at home have to think about, because it has just been Salem comes back, Delmarva takes a lead, Salem comes back, Delmarva takes a lead. That's the way that we're trending right now with Luis Valdez, who will come to the plate. Another one to get you guys caught up on. Valdez is now out at center field for the Shorebirds. At second base, it is Ramirez. And I think we are all caught up now. And it took me way too long on my end. Apologies on that one for everyone listening in. Hitters will creep on in a bit to try to situate this nobody out top of the fourth that we are in right now in this 3-3 ball game. So Valdez at the plate. He will watch the first pitch go upstairs for ball number one. So already in today's game, Delmarva has been walked five times, as Salem has been walked three. So eight combined walks already, top of the fourth inning, as Willow delivers a 1-0 pitch right down the middle for the strike one call. Valdez watched it come the whole way. He's got runners on first and second. And something on the dirt could be two here for the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch, he reaches out, and he will foul the 1-1 pitch down the third base side, and so we'll get out of play. So count goes to 1-2, and Valdez there, if he's able to place that ball better off that reach swing of his, he could have put that perfectly down the third baseline out into left field. That possibly could have scored Acevedo. Valdez has 10 RBIs this season for the Shorebirds. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Valdez, a chopper down the third baseline. That chance is foul, and the count will hold at 1-2. Well, top of the fourth inning, it is Delmarva 3, Salem 3. And this Wednesday night action to Carolina League Baseball. The Salem Red Sox winning game number one of the series by the final score of 12-3. Valdez fouls off the 1-2 pitch into the screen, and the count will stay. The only half inning that we have not seen offense today came in the top of the first inning. Well, the Shorebirds are put into an inning-ending double play. 1-2 pitch. Valdez reaches out. This is the right side of the infield. Bonassi scoops it, throws to Meyer. Meyer does not have a throw to first, and the runners will be safe on the corners. Well, Valdez has some flashy speed, and it's really hard. Valdez, the Red Sox are unable to do so, but they do get a force out, as there is now one out in the inning. But Acevedo is successful at getting from second to third. And now the fourth run of the game for Delmarva is only 90 feet away with Heston Kerstad coming to the plate. Valdez takes off. The pitch will go low for ball one. The tag will be in time. Valdez sliding in head first, but he's not able to beat out the arm of Gilberto Mexicano. And Meyer's tag was just as smooth as he gets the second out of the inning. And Felipe Rojas Jr. is irate at the third base spot. He is the third base coach for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and he was showing his frustration to Elliot Melton. The pitch did go high for ball number one, so Kerstad with a 1-0 pitch will watch it go outside for ball number two. Well, Valdez is a really hard runner to gun down. For everyone at home that's wondering, he's been one of the best base stealers all season. That is only his fifth time being caught stealing. He has stole 30 bases this year for Delmarva. 2-0 pitch, and the fastball will miss inside for ball number three. All about Valdez, he actually was crowned by MLB.com as the fastest player in the Baltimore Orioles system. He leads the lead this year with 30 stolen bases, and this is only his fifth time being caught stealing. A 3-0 pitch to Kerstad's inside for ball four. So with four pitches, Kerstad will go to first base, and runners on the corners will come yet again for the Shorebirds. And Noelbert Romero will now come to the plate. So good job by Mexicano to not allow two runners to get into scoring position with Valdez. But they are still in the inning as it's a walk to Kerstad, and Suero fires the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. So a 1-0 count with two away in this 3-3 ball game, Delmarva versus Salem. Runners on the corners here for the Shorebirds. One towards right field, it'll fall in front of Keir Meredith for a base hit. The run scores with Acevedo. The throw to the third is not in time, as Kurt said, slides in safe. It's an RBI single for Romero. It is Delmarva 4. It is Salem 3 in the top of the fourth. First base hit of the day for Romero, and he can make it now six straight half innings with a run coming across for the respected sides. And if you're a small ball fan, you are You are just loving this matchup. Only one extra base hit has driven in a run today. Suero came into the game for the Salem Red Sox with one out in the top of the third. At the time being, that was a 2-2 ball game. And now he fires the 1-0 pitch to Craig. A line drive, it gets through Bonassi's glove in the right center field. Kerstad scores. Stopping at first is Craig, and coming around from second is Romero as he scores to give the Delmarva Shorebirds their largest lead of the night. It is 6-3 Shorebirds over the Red Sox here in the top of the fourth, and it appears that Luke Mons has maybe seen enough. He will come out of the third base dugout and retrieve the baseball from Suero. It will end the night for number 22, and a new night will begin for another Salem Red Sox pitcher. Runner on first base with Trent and Craig after his second single of the game. We'll get you the name and information of the Red Sox pitcher when we come back here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the fourth inning. Delmarva with their largest lead of the night, a 6-3 lead over the Salem Red Sox. Felix Cepeda into the game. First pitch goes low for ball number one. As at the plate right now, it is Frederick Benkosme, number five in the order. 0-1 on the day for the Shorebirds as he takes the 1-0 pitch high for ball number two. Walked back in the second inning for his only on-base appearance of the game. And eventually came around to score after an Acevedo double. And now this is a well-hit ball out towards right center field. Sima's moving back to the track, and he makes the catch in stride for the third out of the inning, but not before Delmarva has their best inning of the week. A three-run top of the fourth inning gives them a 6-3 lead over the Salem Red Sox. When we come back, it is going to be a big-time opportunity for the Red Sox to come back from behind. You are listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Shorebirds enjoying their largest lead of the day, a 6-3 lead over the Red Sox, as Salem will start with Yoberto Mexicano. So 7, 8, and 9 are due up here for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fourth. Joe Benitez is coming back out for another inning of work as Mexicano skies up the first pitch. It's a can of corn opportunity as calling people off, making the catch is Valdez. But the shortstop, Ben Cosme, almost collided with his middle infielder, and that will make it out number one. Well, someone was talking about it. They were talking about, hey, why not come down with the baseball? One person was screaming, I got it, I got it, I got it. And I don't know if that was Ben Cosme or if it was the actual second baseman in Ramirez, but Ramirez comes down with the catch for out number one. So one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And this game pretty much has it all. Keir Meredith making his first plate appearance of the game here for Salem. And the new right fielder for the Red Sox takes the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. Follows up with the second pitch going low for ball number two. We talked about how Delmarva has created so many errors this season. And with a three-run lead, that's the last thing the Shorebirds want to do here in this situation. 2-0 pitch finds the bottom edge of the zone for strike number one. Makes it two balls and one strike. So Meredith replaced Phillip Sykes in the order, who got the RBI triple. 2-1 pitch to Meredith. The breaking ball misses just inside for ball number three. Well, Benitez trying to hold the runner from getting the first. Meredith, the line drive, and what a play! Ramirez to his left side, full extension. He makes the grab for out number two. And even some of the Salem Red Sox fans here are giving a round of applause to that incredible grab by the Delmarva second baseman. I was almost about to say base hit for Keir Meredith. 99 out of 100 times that gets through for a single, but not with Ramirez there at second. He makes an incredible grab for the second out of the inning. And now Carson Simas takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. For folks that were able to catch that live, and what a grab. Simas, two bouncer over to the left side. Ben Cosme has it, steps in, fires it high. But it coming off the bag is the first baseman of Martinez. And the runner is safe at first. Ben Cosme came in hot on the two bounce grounder over to the shortstop position and fired a laser over to the first baseman. But coming off the bag and unable to make the grab was Martinez. And so that will extend the inning as Carson Simas does not pick up the infield single. Instead, it will be an E6 on the shortstop. Second error of the game for Delmarva. Edison Paulino at the plate. He takes the first pitch for ball number one. Already two on-base appearances today for Salem. Started the game off with an infield single in the first, and then he walked in the third. 1-0 count, and Paulino with a big swing, and he misses for strike number one. He was our Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game yesterday, and afterwards I joked around a little bit with Paulino. I said, you're starting to become somewhat of a power hitter, because the last two home games, Paulino has had home runs. He just laughed and looked at his arms and said, I'm no power hitter, as he takes the 1-1 pitch, but it's into the zone for strike number two. I said, you're starting to play like it, though. Four home runs now, 26 RBIs. Batting average approaching the 250 mark on the season. It's 247 for the time being. 1-2 pitch, and Paulino dodges on a pitch that goes high and inside for ball number two. Well, big development out just east of us. Lynchburg using a big bottom of the sixth inning. 8 runs in that frame. They lead down east by the score of 9-2. Simas takes off. Paulino rips it down the right field line. It falls for a base hit. Simas will get the green light. It rolls all the way to the wall. The throw will not come. Simas scores. It's 6-4 Delmarva. Paulino has the second base hit of the night. It's an RBI double with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. So after a 1-2 start to the inning for Delmarva, the number nine hitter Simas is able to beat out a throw to keep the inning going, and then top of the order getting the job done. Paulino, the designated hitter today, with another big-time hit. Add another RBI to his name. That is his 17th double of the season. And Brandon Bonazzi watched the first pitch miss the zone for ball number one. I mean, so much action. And we're only in the bottom of the fourth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's Shorebird 6. It is Red Sox 4. The 1-0 pitch will miss inside to make the count 2-0. Benitez, with one inning underneath of his belt, was almost able to get through a perfect inning in a third. But Salem stays alive. Now the Shorebirds still hold on to the lead. Well, that's the fourth straight inning to start the game that Salem has come away with the run. Bonazzi with a big swing on a 2-0 pitch, and he fans on it for strike number one. Bonazzi has two on-base appearances today as well. He got on successfully with an error committed by Valdez back in the first, and then he walked back in the third. 2-1 count pitch to Bonazzi, and that's above the zone for ball number four. Excuse me, ball number three. Got a little ahead of myself right there. So a hitter's pitch coming up for Brandon Bonazzi. Edison Paulino on at second base with two away in the inning. Pitch is fired away. Bonazzi will put it in play before it bounces foul down the first baseline to make the count full. Big payoff pitch coming up here for Benitez. Marcelo Meyer awaits on deck for the Red Sox. We might get to see him here in the fourth. Benitez with a long look over at Paulino. Now fires in. Bonazzi, a two-hopper over to the first baseman. A tough play, but it's scooped up perfectly by Martinez, and he's able to get the tag at first for the third out of the inning. And so Salem picks up a run here in the bottom of the fourth, but the Delmarva Shorebirds continue to lead this matchup 6-4. We head to the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning as Ramirez will lead things off for the Delmarva Shorebirds as it is a 6-4 Delmarva lead over the Salem Red Sox. Crazy game so far. 10 combined runs, 12 combined hits, and so many defensive changes that we've almost lost count at this part. Zepeda's first pitch goes high and inside, well above the glove of Mayakano. Hit the backstop before it hit the dirt behind the plate, and the count will go 1-0. Zepeda came in to close off the fourth inning. Another fastball that goes high and inside. The first one was 95. He follows up with a 94 heater. A little bit more control from Zepeda, but still the count will go to 2-0. Pitch on the way, a big swing by Ramirez, and he foul tips it into the glove of Mayakano for strike number one. So 6-7-8. Part of the order as Ramirez fouls off the 2-1 pitch into the screen behind the plate to make the count 2-2. Ramirez walked back in the third inning after he replaced the batter Dayson, who was hit by a pitch back in the second. 2-2 pitch, and the fastball gets him looking for the strike three call, and Felix Zepeda picks up that first strikeout of the inning And you can actually count that as his first strikeout of the game, not just for Felix Cepeda, as a matter of fact, for every Salem Red Sox pitcher. And it gets the batter Ramirez looking to start off the top of the fifth. Creed Willems will now come to the plate and check swings on the first pitch he sees for the strike one call. Willems has grounded out twice today to Nico Cavadez. The first time was in the second, which turned out to be a double play. Second time in the third. And Willems made him look silly on the off speed from Cepeda. Williams swinging all the way through and missing it all to make the count 0-2. So Cepeda takes a long look into the Delmarva catcher. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Willems will foul it up just down the first baseline, and it keeps the count at 0-2. 6-4, Delmarva leads Salem here in the top of the fifth. Remember, 9-game home winning streak for the Salem Red Sox. They've been red hot here at Carilion Clinic Field. 0-2 count, Cepeda takes a long look, steps away, and fires. Willems will pop this up in the infield. Marcelo Meyer comes in and makes the grab just to the left of second base for the second out of the inning. So Steven Acevedo, who's had a great game here for the Delmarva Shorebirds, will come to the plate. A one of two day. He has a double and he walked as well. First pitch of the at bat, Acevedo is upstairs for ball number one. So here comes the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss by Acevedo, and that puts him down 1-1 in the count. So counts even at one ball and one strike with two away. Cepeda steps in, fires, and this one will go just outside as it misses for ball number two. Jazz Patterson with the first time he's seen this season at Salem Memorial Ballpark, a very tight strike zone. 2-1 pitch, and it goes low for ball number three. And when I say tight strike zone, I just mean not a lot of pitchers are liking the calls at the mound today, thinking that those breaking balls or fastballs are catching those corners or those edges, but they are not, according to the home plate umpire. 2-1 pitch goes low and outside for ball three. Now the 3-1 is fouled towards the backstop, and that brings the count to full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. A big payoff pitch coming up. Can Cepeda and the Red Sox get out of the inning? The 3-2 pitch is away, and they can. Swung on and missed is Acevedo, and it's a 1-2-3 inning from Felix Cepeda, and we go to the bottom of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark at Delmarva, still with the lead as they're up 6-4 on the Red Sox. Bottom of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox 6-4. The heart of the order coming up for Salem: Marcelo Meyer, Nico Cavadas, and Blaze Jordan. First pitch to Meyer is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Willems for strike number one. Meyer is 0-1 today. He struck out swinging back in the first and then walked back in the third. The 0-1 pitch will miss low. Meyer watched it go all the way to make the count 1-1. So the Red Sox only trailing by 2 runs after they're able to hold Delmarva scoreless in an inning for the first time since the top of the first. And Meyer watches the 1-1 pitch go upstairs and misses for ball number two. Meanwhile, the Red Sox have been very consistent tonight on the offense. 1 run in the first, second, and third, and fourth innings of play. The 2-1 pitch is snow coned by Willems behind the plate as the pitch went just upstairs for ball number three. So hitter's pitch coming up to Marcelo Meyer. Base paths are clear as it's the first batter of the inning, and Meyer will pop up the 3-1. It goes a mile high in the sky, but the distance-wise, not so much, as a third baseman that will get underneath of it is Romero for the first out of the inning. That one was a tough one for the Delmarva third baseman to track. It went so high up in the sky that he started getting underneath of it, but then he realized he had to position himself to the left just a bit and reach out and make a basket-handed catch. Anyways, it's the first out of the inning for the Shorebirds against the Red Sox, and Nico Cavadas will now step in. Pitch is fired away there from Benitez, and it just got the zone for strike number one, got that outside edge. Cavadas has an 0-2 night with a pair of strikeouts, and he might be on his way to third as the 0-1 pitch catches the outside edge for strike number two. So Cavadas in a little bit of a hole here in his third plate appearance of the day. Benitez steps in. Cavadas pops it right back up just over our heads here at the press box. That one was a missile off the barrel of Cavadas. But the count stays at 0-2. So Benitez steps in, fires away. Cavadas will watch it go just low for ball number one. 6-4, Delmarva leads Salem, bottom of the fourth inning. The Shorebirds having 2 more base hits than the Red Sox today. Delmarva with 7, Salem with 5. 1-2 pitch, Benitez steps in. Cavadas will watch it, and it got him looking on the strike 3 call. Third punch out of the day for the Delmarva pitching stats against Nico Cavadas. And that will bring out number 2 on the inning. And it's also the first strikeout of the day for Joel Benitez. And Blaze Jordan will now come to the plate. 2 outs, nobody on. Jordan swings at the first pitch and foul tips it into the backstop behind the plate for the strike 1 call. Salem is not out of it, as it's only the bottom of the fifth in a 2-run game. Jordan will watch the 0-1 pitch just miss upstairs for ball number one. So even count of 1-1. Blaze Jordan, a 1-2 batter today. 1-1 pitch to Jordan. He will reach out and have a slow roller to the right side. It's scooped up by Martinez. He steps in and fires into Ramirez in time for the inning's third out. A 1-2-3 top of the fifth inning, a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth inning, and we have our first scoreless full inning of play tonight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Delmarva continues to lead the Salem Red Sox 6-4 as we head to the top of the sixth here at Carilion Clinic Field. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. 6-4 is our score. Delmarva is up ahead on top of Salem as we begin the top of the sixth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Roberto Martinez will lead off this inning as the number 9 hitter. And the first pitch he sees, he drives out to right. Meredith tumbles for a bit, and it drops in front of the right fielder for a base hit. Keir Meredith was going to come in for a routine pop-up grab for the first out of the inning, but he never had great footing out there at right field. Actually fell down on his knees. He got back up, and he almost was able to recover and make the grab for the first out of the inning, but he instead let it drop in front of his face for the eighth hit for the Delmarva Shorebirds on the night. And for Martinez, that is now back-to-back singles. Danes, who has one back in the fourth. Valdez, first pitch, he pops up down the third base side. Jordan hustling over to foul territory, but he's unable to make the grab as it goes out of play. So it'll be just a strike for Valdez, who has reached base safely the last two times up. He had a single back in the third, and then he went to a fielder's choice in the fourth. He got on safely, unfortunately for the Shorebirds fans. Roberto Martinez was not. As it went out to a fielder's choice play. And the 0-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. It was instead Valdez, who was later taken out of the fourth inning as he was caught stealing by Gilberto Mexicano. Only the fifth time this year that Valdez has been caught on the base pass. 1-1 pitch. Hot shot to Cavadas. He gloves it, makes the tag at first. Throw over to second. Tagged by Meyer. In time. It is a 3-6 double play. Two outs on the board here in the top of the second. It was one of those perfect hot shots to the first baseman. You get the force out. You throw it down to the shortstop of Meyer, and you lay the tag down for that second out of the inning. So two outs, base paths clear, and Heston Kerstad will come to the plate and watch the first pitch go low for ball number one. Well, you got to think for Keir Meredith, he feels really good to see that as well, as his mishap out at right field almost could have hurt the Salem Red Sox, but it did not. The 1-0 pitch to Kerstad went low for ball number two, and Cepeda steps into the 2-0 pitch that goes upstairs for ball number three. Kerstad was actually walked in his last at-bat in the fourth inning. He does have a hit today, a single back in the first inning. 3-0 pitch. Cepeda will step in and fire it, and Kerstad will watch the fastball go down the middle for strike number one. At 94 miles per hour from Cepeda. Hitter's pitch to Kerstad. Steps in and fires away. Kerstad, big swing, but foul tips it into the screen behind the plate. Make the count 3-2. Well, it's great to see Kerstad really becoming more healthy, playing almost every single day here for the Shorebirds ever since being activated off the 60-day IL. Kerstad pops up the 3-1 pitch down the third baseline. That will get out of play. It will become a souvenir for a fan down that third baseline, and the count will hold at 3-2. So here's another payoff pitch to Kerstad. He will swing and foul tip it as it goes right towards the backstop, and for Kerstad, it will be another pitch that he will see with another 3-2 count. Sun has set here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The lights are on, but the humidity has not gone away. 3-2 pitch. Kerstad will watch it go upstairs, and above the zone it goes for ball number four, and Kerstad is walked for the second time tonight here in the top of the six. So three on-base appearances for Heston Kerstad means that Noelberto Romero will have an opportunity with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. Cepeda right now does not have to really worry much about that bullpen out in left field. It is inactive. But Cepeda's first pitch to Romero is upstairs for ball number one. Number three hitter in the order for the Delmarva Shorebirds has had a pretty good turnaround to his game. After grounding out into a double play back in the first, he has reached base safely in back-to-back plate appearances. A walk in the third and a single in the fourth. 1-0 pitch, big rip in the left field. It drops for a base hit. Kerstad holds at second. Romero will stop at first. It'll be a two-out single, and the Shorebirds are in business with a little two-out rally brewing here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And look who's coming to the plate right now for Delmarva. It is Trendon Craig. Now, Craig already has two singles today for the Shorebirds, and on top of that, he has a walk back in the third. What can he come up with here in this sixth inning to help out his Shorebird side? First pitch he sees, line drive to Meyer. Did he get his glove underneath of it? They say he did. A diving grab by Marcelo Meyer, and that's the third out of the inning. He possibly saved a run from the Salem Red Sox there, and he keeps it at a 6-4 score. Shorebird still up on top, but can the Red Sox build some momentum after that solid defensive play into the bottom of the sixth? We'll find out next here on MILB.TV. Bottom of the sixth inning, we are here. It is a Delmarva 6-4 lead over the Salem Red Sox. Tyler Miller set to lead things off. First pitch he sees, a pop-up just to the left side of home plate. Coming in hot, and no one coming down with the grab. Coming in hot was Romero of the Shorebirds, but he let it drop as he thought his catcher, Willems, was going to come down with the grab. But for Tyler Miller, that's a great sign for him to see. He almost got out to start off this bottom of the sixth inning, but instead he stays alive to see another pitch. An 0-2 night for Tyler Miller, who struck out swinging in the second and popped up to the third baseman Romero back in the fourth. And on the 0-1 pitch, he fouls it straight back into the screen for strike number two. So Miller in the leadoff here, 6-7-8 due up for the Red Sox. 0-2 pitches is hit hard out towards center field. Valdez moving back, now comes in a bit and makes the grab for the first out of the inning. A line drive caught. New pitcher into the game as well for the Delmarva Shorebirds. It is now Ryan Long. It was actually originally scheduled to be Ryan Long as the second pitcher to follow the starter of Carter Bummler. But Ryan Long comes here in the sixth, and we might see him go the rest of the way here for the Shorebirds as they try to close in on their first win in five attempts. Gilberto Mexicano just stood there for the first pitch, and it went inside for ball number one. Almost just getting hit there on the left arm, but he's just able to dodge it. 1-0 pitch to Mexicano, and he takes a big rip at it, and he misses it for the strike one call. Mexicano is 0-2 today. He grounded out to a fielder's choice back in the second, and he popped one up the second baseman back in the fourth, and on this 0-2 pitch, he rips it down the right field line, and it goes out of play. Ryan Long was acquired in the 17th round of the most recent MLB draft in 2021. had a solid performance against the Red Sox back on May 11th as the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Yolberto Mexicano, and it's the first strikeout of the night for Ryan Long. So Keir Meredith will now step up to the plate as he's witnessed two of his teammates go up and then two of them will go down. Meredith's first pitch he sees, a hot shot down the left field line. Coming over is Craig, but he is unable to make the grab. So it will go for a loud strike, number one. Meredith checked into the game for Phillip Sykes. Swings on the 0-1 pitch. A ground to the backhand side of Ramirez. It's a hustle to first base. And Ryan Long won the foot race ahead of Keir Meredith. The hustle from the right-handed pitcher off the mound. The first is in time to get the speedy Keir Meredith. And it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth inning. So the last two innings, we haven't seen any runs come across. Delmarva still leads 6-4 over Salem as we head to the top of the seventh. That's up next when we come back on MILB.TV. Seventh inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Felix Cepeda fires a first pitch ball up and away. Made the count 1-0 against Frederick Benkosme, an 0-2 night for the number 5 hitter in the Delmarva order as he rips a 1-0 pitch out towards left center field. Miller comes over to his left and makes the grab for out number one. So the Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox 6-4 here on MILB.TV. Andy Losey here in the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. It was a really hot start for the offense between Delmarva and Salem, but it has been focused on defense as of late, and especially Cepeda, who is coming out for another inning of work. A breaking ball pitch on the way to Ramirez finds the zone for the strike one call. So Cepeda had a little bit of issues there with two outs in the top of the sixth, but was able to get through it. And he comes out here in the seventh and gets an early out. He misses on the 0-1 pitch just to the low and outside area. Make the count 1-1. Ramirez a big swing on the 1-1 breaker, and he missed it. So the count goes to 1-2. Well, Ramirez, ever since he checked into the game, he has walked back in the third, and then he went down looking back in the fifth, and he takes a big swing on the 1-2 pitch, and he fans on it for the strike three call. It's two up and two down for Felix Cepeda and the Salem Red Sox here in the top of the seventh. Fun fact for everyone listening in, Ramirez has been two of the three strikeouts that Felix Cepeda has gotten today. Cepeda, the only Red Sox pitcher that has been able to punch out the batters. So Creed Williams will step up, and he will watch the first pitch, catch the outside edge at 83 for the strike one call. So we're into the bottom three of the order now. The 0-1 pitch, and Williams will watch it go outside for ball number one. The count goes to 1-1. Williams, who was at first base yesterday, is behind the dish tonight, an 0-3 night so far. And he'll watch the 1-1 pitch miss upstairs. It goes to 2-1. 9 hits tonight for the Shorebirds, 6 runs. 5 hits for the Red Sox, 4 runs. 2-1 pitch, and it misses low for ball number 3. Crossing into the 2-hour mark of tonight's action here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Willems takes a big swing on the hitter's pitch. Tried to bite the high heat 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Cepeda. But the Shorebirds catcher could not catch up. So the count goes full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda steps in, fires away, pitches high and inside for ball number 4. And the Shorebirds will get their first base runner of the inning. It will be Creed Willems with 2 outs in the top of the 7th. And Luke Mons will come out of the third base dugout, and he will point down to the left field bullpen. So it appears that Felix Cepeda's night has come to an end for the Salem Red Sox. Good performance out of the bullpen for Red Sox number 39, but we're going on to a new pitcher here in Salem Memorial Ballpark. Runner on first base with 2 outs in the top of the 7th. It's a Shorebird 6, it's a Red Sox 4 on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Steven Acevedo steps in. First pitch thrown from Maceo Campbell is popped up towards right center field. Everyone talking about it, and it's Keir Meredith who will come down with the catch for the third out of the inning. Not too bad there for Campbell. You come in from the bullpen, you get one pitch, one out, and you guys get to go into the seventh inning stretch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Delmarva still leads 6-4, and Ryan Long will look to come out for another good inning. He started his night with a 1-2-3 bottom of the 6. What does he have in store for the bottom of the 7th? We'll find out after this here on MILB.TV. We all hope you're stretched and ready to go for what looks to be another fascinating finish here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Delmarva leads Salem by the score of 6-4 here on MILB.TV. 9-1-2 is due up for the Red Sox in the bottom of the seventh. Ryan Long pitched 9 total pitches in that sixth inning. 8 of them were strikes, and he starts off the inning with a fastball upstairs for ball number one. So Ryan Long's best appearance of the season came against Salem back on May 11th, where he allowed 0 runs and 4 innings of work, but Long fires a 1-0 fastball that goes high and inside and gets a piece of Carson Simas. The home plate umpire Chas Patterson said it got Simas, and so the number 9 hitter would be the leadoff man aboard for the Red Sox, and there's a runner on first with nobody out here in the bottom of the 7th. Second hit by pitch today, we have seen the first against the Red Sox. Simas was really in no visible pain. And now Elian Melton and our Chas Patterson, apologies, was having a little bit of a conversation about whether Simas was hit or not. And after a little bit of a talk, they said that Simas was hit by the pitch. So that is his second on-base appearance today, and here comes Edison Paulino, top of the order. And Ryan Long allows his first Salem Red Sox batter to get aboard safely. First pitch to Paulino is into the zone for the strike one call. 91-mile-per-hour fastball. That has been the clock for the first 3 pitches of the game here from Long in those low 90s. Fires the 0-1, a big swing and a miss from Paulino, and the count drops to 0-2. Great use of the fastball there from Ryan Long. Paulino has been very successful of getting on board this series, and as of today, 3-3, but he's in a little bit of a hole right now. 0-2 pitch, Paulino fouls it right back into the screen, and it'll stay at 0-2. So Carson Simas on at first base after getting hit by a pitch to start off this bottom of the 7th inning. 6-4, Delmarva leads Salem. 5 consecutive scoreless half innings after we saw 7 consecutive innings with at least 1 run. Paulino swings on the off-speed pitch low and away, and he missed it for strike number 3, and Paulino is retired for the first out here in the 7th. So first time Paulino has headed back to the third base dugout. This will bring Brainerd Bonassi up to the plate, and for Salem right now in this 6-4 ball game, the players at the plate are the tying runs for this ball game with Carson Simas on at first, and Bonassi a big swing on the first pitch, and he foul tipped it into the glove of Willems for the strike one call. Bonassi is 0-2 today. Very interesting day for Bonassi. He reached safely on an error back in the first. He walked in the third and grounded out in the fourth. 0-1 pitch to Bonassi. Simas takes off. He swings and misses for the strike two. The tag by the shortstop of Ben Cosme is not in time, so Simas gets in safely as Bonassi drops to an 0-2 count with one away here in the seventh. That was a delayed steal there from Carson Simas. I don't think he was all too confident at going to second, but he stayed on task, and he went in hot, and he got in safe. So here's the 0-2 pitch, but first Long stepping off the rubber to check back in on Carson Simas. Long's appearances on the season, the longest that Long has had is 4 2/3 innings of work as Bonassi reaches out on the 0-2 pitch and puts it down the left field side. It isn't play. The catch is made by the left fielder of Craig. Simas thought for a second about advancing the third. He thought better of it and held at second. So Marcelo Meyer will come to the plate with 2 outs, and Carson Simas will hold at second. Well, if you think of Bonassi, maybe puts that down the right field side, Simas may have more confidence in himself to tag up from second. But he does not want to be the last out at third. So Meyer, who's looking for his first hit of the day, comes up with a big opportunity, and he swings and foul tips the first pitch into the glove for the strike number one. Both these players right now that are battling off 2021 MLB draftees. Well, 17 rounds separated between the two, though. Marcelo Meyer going number 4 overall, and he will hammer the 0-2 pitch on the left field line into the Salem Red Sox bullpen. That brings the count to 0-2. Long is a very tall pitcher for the Shorebird side. He stands at 6'6" and he weighs 240 pounds. Born on October 19th, 1999. One and two record on the season as well for Ryan Long. And here's the 0-2 pitch to Meyer, and a swing and a miss for strike number three. Meyer goes down swinging, and after Carson Simas got aboard safely with a hit-by-pitch for the first at-bat, Long recovers with three straight outs to get us to the eighth inning. Delmarva sitting with a two-run lead. It's 6-4 Shorebirds over the Red Sox. Sam was going to need a little bit of a rally to get back into this one, as Maceo Campbell will come out for the eighth inning, which is another inning of work here for the Salem Red Sox right-handed pitcher. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the eighth inning, Delmarva leads Salem as Roberto Martinez steps into the batter's box to lead off this inning for the Shorebirds. Martinez already has two singles tonight for the Shorebirds as he took the first pitch for ball number one, and he takes the second pitch for ball number two. So after a line out to the center fielder Phillip Sykes back in the second, he is singled in the fourth and the sixth, and he takes a big swing on the 2-0 pitch, and he misses for strike number one. Luis Valdez and Heston Kerstad most likely to bat in this inning as well. A 2-1 pitch on the way, and Martinez swings and misses again for the strike two call. Well, Maceo Campbell came and delivered one pitch and got the out that was needed, which was a little bit of a jam there for the Red Sox, but a 2-2 pitch on the way to Martinez is fouled towards the screen, and the count will hold at two balls and two strikes. So Shorebirds 6, Red Sox 4 on a very humid night here in Salem, Virginia. Game 2 of this 6-game series, game 2 of this 12-game homestead for the Red Sox. 2-2 pitch, and it goes upstairs for ball number 3. Base paths are clear, as Maceo Campbell unable to catch the throw from May Connell back to the mound. And Campbell's making sure that the leadoff batter does not get aboard safely here for the Shorebirds to start the eighth. Here's the windup in the delivery, and Martinez will pop this out towards center field. Simas, who's already playing a little bit in, has a nice step over to his right side and makes the grab for the first out of the inning. So we flip the lineup card back to the top of the order, as Luis Valdez will come up to the plate. So far today, Valdez has one base hit and was a single back in the top of the third. And we'll see if he's able to get aboard here with one out. He watched the first pitch go low for ball number one. So a 1-0 count, pitches away from Campbell, and it goes down the middle for strike number one. So the count's even with one ball, one strike, and one out here in the top of the eighth to Valdez. Campbell so far so good through the first two batters he's faced tonight. 1-1 pitch, the two-bounce hopper to Gavadas. Nice backhand snatch. He'll do the work himself and get to first base in time before Valdez is able to for the second out of the inning. Well, Gavadas got the nice backhand snatch, and you were wondering if you were going to be able to get there in time because Valdez is so fast down the base path line. There'll be a pinch hitter here for Heston Kerstad. The designated hitter for the Delmarva Shorebirds night has come to an end. We don't see him really past that seventh inning way too much in these series. Brian Hernandez will now come to the plate. A catcher on the Shorebirds side will swing at the first pitch. A chopper by the first base dugout for strike number one. 6-4 Delmarva over Salem. Kerstad's night was quite successful. A 1-of-2 night, but he did have two walks back in the fourth and the sixth as Hernandez watches the 0-1 pitch miss low for ball number one. Hernandez a 150 hitter on the season for Delmarva. Two home runs, six RBIs. Making his first at-bat of the week. 1-1 pitch to Hernandez, and he holds on a fastball upstairs. That brings the count to 2-1. Two away in the top of the eighth. Hernandez has an empty base pass as he pops up the 2-1 pitch. This is coming high towards our direction, but it lands way too many feet in front of us. I had the reflex that time. It should just sit next to me at all times throughout the game, and then one time it's going to come this direction, and I'm going to be prepared. I say that now, but heaven knows when that's going to occur. Count does go 2-2, though. Campbell trying to get out of the inning, and he's able to do so as Hernandez goes down swinging. It was dropped by Mayacano, so the throw over to Cavadez is completed for the drop third strikeout. But, hey, not a bad 1-2-3 inning for Maceo Campbell. But the Salem Red Sox still trail the Delmarva Shorebirds by the score of 6-4. Up next for the Red Sox, it's the middle of the order. Nico Cavadez, Blaze Jordan, and Tyler Merrill. You wouldn't want to miss it. That's coming up next on MILB.TV. A big opportunity here for the middle of the order of the Salem Red Sox as they trail 6-4 against the Delmarva Shorebirds here on MILB.TV. Nico Cavadez set to lead things off for the Salem Red Sox here in the eighth, and Ryan Long coming out for another inning of work. Check out this ratio, folks. 21 pitches thrown through two innings of play, and 18 of them have been strikes as he starts off this eighth inning with a strike on the outside half. Make the count 0-1 to Cavadez. It's been a night to forget for Nico Cavadez so far. He can obviously change that around as he's gone down with three strikeouts on the game. He takes the 0-1 pitch on the outside that misses for ball number one. So the count's even at one ball and one strike for Cavadez. Long steps in. Cavadez rips this down the left field line. It won't be playable as it gets out of play as it hits off the tent area. Down that left field line off the Roanoke Times, sponsored, I think the word I was looking for there was like canopy. But The count goes to 1-2. Long takes a long look in. And now fires away on the 1-2 and misses upstairs and high for ball number two. So 2-2 count to Gavadez. He's trying to make sure the tying run can come to the plate. And did he go on the check swing? Elliot Melton said he did not on the appeal. The pitch was upstairs and Gavadez was thinking about biting for it. But he was strong-minded and held back on the swing. And now the 3-2 pitch, and Gavadez will watch it go upstairs and away for ball number four. And Nico Gavadez is on board for the first time tonight with the walk to start off the eighth. So leadoff man is aboard. Step number one of a comeback is complete, but can the offense continue to generate that success? We'll find out now as Blaze Jordan comes to the plate. A 1-3 night for number 24 of Salem. The pitch goes low and away on a slider to make the count 1-0. Pretty much Ryan Long has an extensive repertoire. As the 1-0 pitch of Jordan's a big swing and a miss. That was a 91-mile-per-hour fastball by Long to make the count even at 1-1. Four-seam fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, and cutter. That's pretty good. You have pretty much everything you can ask for as the 1-1 pitch goes low for ball number two. Only thing is the knuckleball, which I don't think is making a comeback anytime soon, but something to keep in mind out for. So 2-1 count to Blaze Jordan. It's a 6-4 ball game. Delmarva leads Salem. Here comes the pitch, and it goes down the middle for strike number two. Man, every time I see a fastball by Ryan Long, he's very consistent with it. It's not the fastest speed, 91 miles per hour, but it is efficient. And that's what you can ask for from Delmarva. 2-2 pitch to Jordan. This is put up the middle, and it gets through for a base hit. Ben Cosme did not play it great. It bounced right in front of the glove of the shortstop out into left center field. So Gavadas gets the second. Jordan goes to first. And they're going to rule that as a base hit here at the ballpark. So the second single of the game for Blaze Jordan. And now Tyler Miller comes to the plate. Most importantly, Blaze Jordan, who now represents the tying run for the Salem Red Sox, is at first base. Nico Gavadas is at second, and Miller is not really the guy here to maybe lay down a bunt. But the third baseman in Romero is playing in tight as Miller swings on the first pitch, and he misses for strike number one. Miller has an 0-3 night on what has been started with a strikeout in the second, and then a pair of pop-ups, one in the third and one in the sixth. 0-1 pitch to Miller, and that goes inside. And a great eye there from Tyler Miller as it makes the count 1-1. 6-4 Delmarva leads Salem here on this Wednesday night. Two runners aboard for the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch to Miller, and that misses inside. Another great take from Miller and a dodge on that 92-mile-per-hour fastball. I was en route to just missing the zone. So, two runners on. Miller with a nice lead in the at-bat. We'll see what Long does here on the 2-1 pitch. And Miller pops it up down the third base side. And it gets out of play, and it evens the count to 2-2. Nobody retired just yet for the Salem Red Sox as well here in the bottom of the eighth. And after scoring in four consecutive innings to start off the game, the Red Sox have been held scoreless in the last three. 2-2 pitch from Long, and Miller will watch the slider miss low and inside for ball number three. And now this is a major payoff pitch. If it misses, it could load the bases for Gilberto Mexicano. But if he's able to get the out, and that will send Long and the Shoreburns in the right direction to get out of the inning. 3-2 pitch. Miller will pop it up. Goes a mile high, but it won't get out of the infield, as camping underneath of it is Martinez, who makes the grab for out number one. Tough situation there for Miller, as that's his third pop-up in a row. And as he's retired, one out comes here in the bottom of the eighth. So Gilberto Mexicano will step up, and the last thing you want to do if you're the Salem catcher is go into a double play. He has grounded out once today. It was more of a fielder's choice, I should say. As the first pitch goes high and inside, and Manicano dropped to his behind as he had a dodge on that 90-mile-per-hour fastball that was coming in hot. Manicano just almost like a standing slide. That's what he just did right there. He started up 90-degree angle, then dropped down as he tried to avoid getting hit. The 1-0 pitch, and Manicano takes a big swing, and he misses it for the count to become 1-1. An 0-3 day for Manicano. After that fielder's choice we just talked about, he popped up in the fourth, and then he struck out in the sixth. 1-1 pitch to Manicano. He fouls us down the first base side, and the count becomes 1-2. Keir Meredith awaits on deck for the Red Sox. Might be an opportunity for Salem's number one to get a piece of the action. Manicano down 1-2 in the count. Pitch on the way. He watches the slider go outside for ball number two. So even count of 2-2. It's a two-run lead for Delmarva as they're up 6-4 on Salem with one away here in the bottom of the eighth. And Long has requested a conversation with his catcher, Creed Willems. So you know that some scores have gone final in the Carolina League tonight. Good news from Myrtle Beach. Pelicans take down the Nationals by the final score of 1-0. But whatever Salem does here tonight, they cannot tie for the Carolina League North Division lead. Lynchburg took down Down East 13-4 today. We mentioned that massive sixth inning that they had. An 8-run bottom of the sixth that really put themselves out of reach. Wonder if Salem could have a big inning here as well. Down 6-4 against Delmarva. Here comes a 2-2 pitch to Manicano, and he fouls it just to the right side of the screen. So not going down without a fight is Gilberto Manicano, as he's been a big hitter in some big situations this season. 256 on the year, 12 RBIs, 4 home runs. Not a bad total for limited play. 2-2 pitch. Manicano skies this down the first base side. Is it going to be playable? The answer will be no. It lands in the concourse area and rolls up the third base concourse side. I mean, that was inches from disaster, folks. There was a bunch of kids running over there, and it landed in front of one of the kids, and I don't think the kid knew that it was coming. Man, that was close. But back to baseball, 2-2 pitch. Manicano in the batter's box. Long fires away. Manicano reaches up. Another foul ball down the right field side, and it will get out of play. I mean, the way that one was hooking, it went to that lower concourse area. Our lower bowl seating here at Salem Memorial Ballpark is divided. You have the lower half and the top half. It landed right there in between. Manicano on the 2-2 pitch flies us out towards left center field. And coming underneath of it to make the grab is going to be the center fielder of Valdez. That's the second out of the inning. And two straight retired batters by Ryan Long. We'll have Keir Meredith coming to the plate with runners on first and second with two away. So Meredith checked into the game for Phillip Sykes back in the third inning. And ever since then, Meredith has not been able to get aboard safely. First pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. Has an opportunity here of keeping this eighth inning going. You don't know what opportunities you're going to get in the ninth, so you got to make sure you take the most of this. It was a strong start to the inning. 1-0 pitch to Meredith, a big swing and a miss for strike number one. Should correct myself, it was foul tip by Meredith into the glove of Willems. Count goes 1-1 with two away. Cavada's at second, Jordan at first. 1-1 pitch from Long, gets away. Meredith fouls it off back into the screen. The count goes to 1-2. Well, Salem in their 9-game winning streak started off with two back-and-forth types of wins against the Lynchburg Hillcats. But under 6 wins against the Columbia Fireflies, Salem was pretty much rock and roll in that series. And then yesterday's win, it was more of the same. 1-2 pitch to Meredith. It's a breaking ball that misses just outside. An impressive take from Meredith. He stepped into it as well. He had his eyes on making sure he can drive that baseball. Deuces Wild with two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Long takes a look at Cavadez. He steps in and fires towards Meredith. It's put into play. A slow roller to the shortstop position. Then Cosme scoops it up. The throw gets away. It gets past Ramirez. Cavadez scores. Jordan holds at third. And now we're looking to see if there's any situation that can occur, as Blaze Jordan was looking like he might have tried to go home, as the first baseman Ramirez tagged on Meredith, but he never made that turn towards second. So the third error of the game by the Shorebirds make it a 6-5 ball game, and the tying run to Blaze Jordan's at third base. Carson Simas will now step into the batter's box. And that missed throw by the shortstop of Ben Cosme cost them a chance to get out of the inning. And now we're going to see Joe Hamacher come out to talk with Long. So the reason why I was caught in my tracks right there was because after the baseball got through Ramirez towards the Delmarva dugout, the third baseman in Romero was pointing at Ramirez to tag Meredith, hoping that he may have turned towards second base. And since he started the turn and never came back, it would be an out. We've seen that multiple times throughout baseball these last few months. And that the runner begins its transition towards second and doesn't come back to touch the bag at first, it sort of means that he was caught, quote unquote, running the second, even though the player really had no initiative of doing so. So Romero was trying to help out his quarter infielder Ramirez and say, tag him, tag him. But Elliot Melton said that Meredith made no turn towards second. So the at bat between Carson Simas begins with an off speed breaking ball that finds the zone for strike number one. I mean, that was quite some curveball right there. 90 miles per hour. Make the count 0-1. Pitch on the way to Simas. That's a fastball that just misses upstairs. What a take there from Carson Simas. Just above chest level, and instead of going down 0-2 in the count, he goes to 1-1. Simas has reached safely in the last two at-bats. The 1-1 pitch will go low and outside for ball number two. He reached safely on, believe it or not, a Ben Cosme error back in the fourth. And he was hit by a pitch in the leadoff spot in the seventh. 2-1 count to Simas. If he puts it in the outfield, it might make it a 6-6 ball game, as he will take a big swing on the 2-1 pitch and foul it straight back into the screen to make the count 2-2. 185 hitter on the season for Salem. 8 RBIs, no home runs. But a chance here for Simas. Long trying to get out of the inning. The 2-2 pitch, and Simas pops it up down the first base side. It will head towards the general admission seating, and the count will hold at 2-2. Appears that were the last Carolina League game of the night. So for those that are just tuning in, Delmarva leads Salem 6-5. Red Sox finally able to get another run on the board after an error by the shortstop. Meredith takes off. Simas lines this out towards right field. But right there to make the catch is Acevedo to end the eighth. Well, Salem cuts the deficit in half, but they still trail by one run as we head into the ninth. It's the Shorebirds 6. It's the Red Sox 5. So you got to make sure that you don't allow Delmarva to get a bigger lead here in this top of the ninth inning. It's going to be a wild finish here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll see if Maceo Campbell is able to do a good job here in the top of the ninth. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. It's the top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Maceo Campbell starts off the inning with a fastball strike on the way to Romero. Heart of the order here for the Shorebirds, 3-4-5 due up here in the top of the ninth, and he gets that strike against a very tough batter, and then he responds with a nice off-speed of 74 miles per hour to make the count 0-2. 6-5, Delmarva leads Salem here in the top of the ninth inning. The 0-2 pitch by Campbell goes way outside for ball number one. Mayakato never was able to get a glove on it, and the count will go to 1-2. So Romero has singled in his last two at-bats. He is 2-3 on the evening for Delmarva. Singled in the fourth and the sixth. 1-2 pitch, and the fastball goes upstairs at 95 to make the count 2-2. Fans have stuck around here at Salem Memorial Ballpark to watch this really exciting finish between Salem and Delmarva. 2-2 pitch. Campbell steps in, and Romero will swing and foul tip it into the glove of Mayakano for the strikeout to start the ninth. So Maceo Campbell picks up strikeout number two of the night, out number one at the top of the ninth, and we'll now see Trenton Craig come to the plate. Similar to Romero, Craig is 2-3 tonight for Delmarva. He singled in the second and in the fourth. He tries to become the first base runner today in this ninth inning for Delmarva. First pitch goes upstairs for ball number one, above the chest. And now Campbell looks in, steps, and fires away. And this is sent foul down the right field line into the seats to even the count of 1-1. Well, here at the ballpark right now, it is nighttime. Still 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Campbell fires the 1-1 pitch, and this will be sent right up onto the screen and will land in the seats. But the real field temperature, guys, is 95 degrees. That's crazy. You don't have that often. Mid-90s is not the only thing that is coming from the pitcher tonight. It's coming from this temperature as well. 1-2 pitch goes upstairs to even the count of 2-2. I mean, the humidity right now, 77%. We might have some rain coming through the area tomorrow as well. 50% chance of thunderstorms. 2-2 pitch by Campbell, and this is chopped down the third baseline. It goes through for a base hit. This will roll all the way to the wall as Craig turns at first, gets in the second. He'll be halted at second as the throw by Miller comes in. It's going to be a one-out stand-up double for Trenton Craig, and it's now 3-4 tonight for the cleanup hitter of the Shorebirds. So we talked about at the beginning of this game that his 9-game hit streak came to an end, but the way he's playing tonight, it looks like he might have another 9-game hit streak in no time here for Delmarva. So Frederick Ben-Cosme will now step to the plate, who is seeking his first hit today. As Campbell will readjust and get ready to fire the first pitch, he does. It's a breaking ball that misses low. So Delmarva into double figures now with hits. They have 10 tonight. The Red Sox with 5. Delmarva leads Salem 6-5 with one away here in the top of the ninth. 1-0 count. Campbell takes a look at second. Does a double take. And now steps in and fires away. This breaking ball had more elevation on it as it catches the bottom half of the zone to get the strike one call. And Cosme is 278 when it comes to batting average this season, has been put into many situations this year where he got one RBI on the year, no home runs. 1-1 pitch, and this is fouled down the first baseline. It chops by the Delmarva dugout, and the count will go to 1-2. So Trenton Craig just doubled for the Delmarva Shorebirds. So they have a runner in scoring position. Right now, all they're thinking about is getting some insurance. It's a 6-5 lead, and a 1-run lead is really a lead in the sport of baseball. Especially if you're Delmarva and you know that coming up is going to be Edison Paulino, Brandon Bonassi, and Marcelo Meyer, the top of the order for the Red Sox. So the 1-2 pitch, Campbell takes a look at second, steps in and fires, and this will be put into play going down the left field line. It falls for a base hit. Runner turns at third. Miller steps in, throws the second. The runner held at first base of Ben Cosme, but coming all the way around to score from second is Trenton Craig, and the Shorebirds have a 7-5 lead over the Red Sox. So back-to-back base hits will bring Nick Green out of the dugout to talk with Campbell and Mexicano. 7-5 Delmarva leads Salem with one away in the top of the ninth. The Red Sox have been doing a great job of quieting the Shorebirds' offense. In the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th inning, the Shorebirds had no offense come through, but in this top of the ninth inning, one last chance for Delmarva to extend their lead over Salem. They made great work of it. They grabbed that run. They now have a 2-run edge thanks to the 11th hit of the night as the team. Ben Cosme gets his first hit of the game, and he couldn't ask for a better time to do so. So Salem now trails by 2 runs, and Ramirez will come to the plate. Moises Ramirez has struck out his last 2 times up as Campbell takes a look over at first base, but Cavadas never laid a tag down on the base runner of Ben Cosme. So here's the first pitch of the at-bat, and Ramirez will watch it go low for ball number one. Well, the Red Sox 9-game home winning streak is certainly in jeopardy now, as they're going to need at least 2 runs in the bottom half of the ninth inning to extend this ball game. So the 1-0 pitch, the runner goes, swinging a miss for strike number one. The tag by Bonassi, definitely in time. And Mexicano catches another Shorebirds runner trying to steal second. And that brings us to 2 outs here in the top of the ninth. Well, great throw by Mexicano. If you guys were tuning in earlier in the game, he actually got Luis Valdez, which is no easy task for any catcher in the Carolina League. And right there, he does another solid throw down the second. 1-1 pitch misses low and outside to bring the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. So Ben Cosme picks up the RBI single, but he is tagged down the base paths, which makes the base paths clear. 2-1 pitch over to the backhand side of Cavadas. He gets through for a base hit. Third straight base hit for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and for Ramirez, that's his first hit of the night. And he keeps his ninth inning going for Delmarva, and it brings Creed Willems to the plate. Bullpen is inactive for the Salem Red Sox down the left field side, so it appears that it is Maceux Campbell's job to get done here in the ninth. Willems will watch the first pitch, catch the bottom half of the zone for the strike one call. Still looking for his first hit today is the Delmarva catcher. He got his first on-base appearance in the 7th when he walked with 2 outs. 0-1 pitch, Campbell fires away. Williams busted bat down the first base line. And that will go for strike number 2. So Willems will walk over to the Shorebirds dugout, and he will retrieve a new bat for this 0-2 pitch coming up. Well, thanks to the last 3 hits that the Shorebirds have produced, Delmarva now has double the amount of hits that the Salem Red Sox do tonight. 12 hits for Delmarva, 6 hits for Salem. But the Shorebirds have the category that matters most. 7 runs to the Red Sox, 5. It's a 2-run edge for Delmarva. 0-2 count. Campbell steps in, and Williams will swing and a miss. Good end to the ninth for Maceo Campbell, and he started off with the strikeout. He ends it with a strikeout, but Delmarva grabs a run in this top of the ninth inning. So Salem is going to need 2 runs to tie, 3 runs to win it, as Delmarva looks to get 3 outs and try to get their first win in 5 games. That's coming up next on MILB.TV. Well, here's something we haven't said quite that often over these last nine games. We're going to the bottom of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds 7. It's the Salem Red Sox 5. Top of the order coming up for Salem. So here's the task, right? They got to score two runs here in the bottom of the ninth to keep the game going. If they want to win the game, which is the objective, they're going to need at least three runs. It's Ryan Long against Edison Paulino to get the inning underway. And Paulino will take the first pitch low and outside for ball number one. Paulino's had a great night, 2 of 3, but went down swinging in his last at-bat in the seventh. As the 1-0 pitch will go upstairs and make it 2-0. So right now the tying run is on deck for Salem. Got to get him on board. 2-0 pitch, that goes right down the middle. Make the count 2 balls and 1 strike. We'll see Paulino, Bonassi, and Meyer. Pretty good stretch of batters coming up for Salem. 2-1 pitch. Paulino will pop this up right back into the screen. And it evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Long doing a great job after delivering the first two pitches that missed the zone. But he's able to get 2 strikes in a row as well. So it evens it at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Paulino is the leadoff batter here for the Red Sox. The pitch is away from Long. Paulino will pop this up down the third baseline, and it gets out of play as the count will go nowhere. It will stay at 2-2. So Long steps in to Paulino, who will rip this down the first base side. What a diving play made by Ramirez. He tries to get over to first. The tag will be in time for the first down of the inning. Paulino went head-first dive at the first base bag, trying to beat out the left foot of Ramirez, but he is unable to get there in time. And for Paulino, the effort was there, but unfortunately, it's the first out of the inning against the Salem Red Sox. One down with Brainer Bonazzi coming to the plate. And now the third baseman, Romero, is coming out to the pitcher's mound, trying to get some traction on his cleats as he's trying to dig some dirt into the pitcher's mound. First pitch from Long on the way to Bonazzi goes high and inside for ball number one. Bonazzi looking to get his first base hit of the night. 0-3 performance in the number two spot, and he pops up the 1-0 pitch. Goes down the right field side, and calling everyone off is going to be Steven Acevedo, who makes the grab for out number two. The Salem Red Sox are down to their last out as Marcelo Meyer will come to the plate. So there's one batter you want at the plate in a come-from-behind rally situation. I mean, this is the guy, 310 batting average on the season for the Red Sox. We'll see what he's able to do against Ryan Long. First pitch that Long delivers goes in the zone for strike number one. And Long has not had a performance like this since probably back to the time he played against us up in Delmarva. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Meyer. And not only Marcelo Meyer, but the Salem Red Sox are down to their last strike. 0-2 count. Ryan Long looking in. He steps in and fires away, and Meyer will watch it go low and outside for ball number one. Nico Cavadas on deck for the Red Sox. But they got to get Meyer aboard. 1-2 pitch to Marcelo Meyer, and he fouls it down the third base side and out of play. One thing that Meyer has done well so far this season is been his adjustments at the plate. He knows what to go after. He does have 2 strikeouts tonight with only 1 on-base appearance. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Long steps in. Meyer chopper to the right side. 2-hopper over to Martinez. He makes a throw over to Ramirez in time for the third out of the inning, the 27th out of the game, and the Delmarva Shorebirds cut that Salem Red Sox 9-game home winning streak with a 7-5 victory on this Wednesday night. And the Shorebirds also snap a streak of their own. Their 4-game losing streak is no more as they take this 2-run victory today over the Salem Red Sox. And we transition right into this Salem Red Sox post-game show as the Delmarva Shorebirds win today's game by the final of 7-5. good start by both sides. I mean, the offense was there from the very beginning as the Salem Red Sox took an early 1-0 lead over the Shorebirds. But Delmarva said not so fast and added two of their own in the top of the second. Salem did respond with one run in the bottom half of that inning to make it 2-2. And then after a third, it was 3-3. Both teams were tied after picking up a run in that third inning each. But then Delmarva had the inning, the three-run top of the fourth, that really put themselves out of reach over the Salem Red Sox. Red Sox were able to find one run in the bottom of the fourth, and after a little bit of a scoring hiatus, Salem was able to grab one run in the bottom of the eighth. But then Delmarva grabbed a crucial insurance run in the top of the ninth to make it 7-5. And you just heard that the Red Sox could not complete the rally to win today's game. So Delmarva wins this one 7-5 over the Salem Red Sox. And that makes this series go to 1-1 on the year. The season series is still in favor of the Salem Red Sox. 6 wins to Delmarva's 2. But the most important thing was that the third longest home winning streak for the Salem Red Sox organization has come to a close. They haven't had a winning streak of that magnitude since 2007. So pretty impressive here at Salem Memorial Ballpark for all those wins that have come their way. But Delmarva today just was solid from the get-go. They stuck around with the Salem Red Sox. They fought with them on the offensive side of the game. But not only that, but the pitching was much better today as well. There wasn't as many walks delivered by the Shorebirds. They were getting strikeouts. They were putting innings to an end. They committed 2 errors today. That's half of what they committed yesterday. So that shows something as well. Growth from this Delmarva team. But also Salem at times just could not really get that full offense chugging. And for that reason, they were held short today. But the Shorebirds just got the job done today. And the winning pitcher of the game is got to go with Joel Benista. 2 1/3 inning at pitch. He came in to pitch for Carter Bummler. But the guy that's really going to get the credit for today's win has got to be Ryan Long. I mean, we knew he was going to pitch tonight, part of that tandem. We didn't expect him to close out the game, but 4 solid innings from the bullpen. He only gave up 1 hit, 1 run. It wasn't earned. Walked 1 batter, and he struck out 3. Great showing from Ryan Long. Great showing from the Delmarva Shorebirds, who, after yesterday's game, might have been a confidence killer for their team, losing 12-3 to the Salem Red Sox. But they came out today. They fought hard. They scored 6 runs in the first 4 innings of play. And they, after a little bit of back and forth in the very beginning of the game, Delmarva really carried the mood through the rest of the night. Well, this game was just under 3 hours of play, but the Delmarva Shorebirds grab a 7-5 victory over the Salem Red Sox. A big-time win for this Delmarva side, and for the Red Sox, that win, the loss that they suffered today, will hold them back from having an opportunity to be within a half game of the lead in the Carolina League North Division. But there's still some time between now and June 23rd. There's actually 7 games remaining, 1 week from tomorrow. We're going to have the first half of the season coming to a close. So from here on out, every game is a big-time situation. So for Salem, a little game got away from them here today. Maybe they're going to start another big home game winning streak tomorrow night against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Game 3 of the series between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds, 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time here on MILB.TV. The Red Sox could not grab that win tonight. The Shorebirds able to put a bad losing streak behind them, and they can look forward to trying to build up some momentum as we approach the second half of the season here in the Carolina League. So that will do it from Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Delmarva Shorebirds are victorious tonight by the score of 7-5 over the Salem Red Sox. With that win, Delmarva improves to 20-38 on the year as Salem drops back below 500 at 29-30. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight on MILB.TV, coming from the Red Sox broadcast booth here in Salem Memorial Ballpark. One last time, the final score, Delmarva Shorebirds 7, Salem Red Sox 5. You've been listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Have a wonderful rest of your night, and we'll catch you tomorrow for more Carolina League Baseball.